Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Right, so the plan was initially we would just have women phoning in, because I'm aware the show has been... we get a lot of blokes phoning in. I've put that idea on hold. We're going to do that one day next week, OK? It's just when Prince died, I kind of thought maybe people, like blokes, would want to phone in and talk about Prince as well. I don't know. Maybe they will. I don't know. But anyone can call in about anything, but I do need some very serious advice because I'm considering changing my shampoo. Yes, I know. Big deal.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
I never meant to cause you any sorrow. I never meant to cause you any pain. No. I only wanted to one time see you laughing. I only wanted to see you laughing in the purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. I only wanted to see you bathing in the purple rain. Never wanted to be, no, never wanted to be your weekend. I only wanted to be some kind of a friend. And baby, I could never steal you from another. It's such a shame our friendship had to end. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. I only wanted to see you underneath the purple rain. Honey, I know, I know, I know, no times have changed. We both know they are. It's time we all reach out for something new, and that means you too. You say you want a leader, oh, but you can't seem to make up your mind. I think you better close it and let me guide you to the purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Yeah, yeah. Purple rain, purple rain. Oh, baby, when I wanna see you in the purple.
If you want to give us a call tonight, 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number. We will call you back. There's no Periscope because the internet's knackered, but we might it might get fixed. It won't. It won't get fixed tonight. It probably will be tomorrow, fingers crossed. But if it pops up, working, then we will we'll do Periscope, or we may not. Do you know what I mean? Penny's on the line. Yes, Penny.
How are you? Not a good one.
No, I'm not feeling the vibe today. I'm really not. And it's not necessarily because of Prince, or maybe it is indirectly, I don't know. But there's just, I'm in a really stinky mood. And I don't quite know why. And I'm just, so tonight's show is going to be what tonight's show will be, really. And I don't I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
Anyway, what you got for us, Penny?
I was going to talk about your ladies' night that isn't a ladies' night in the end.
Yes.
And I'm not trying to be controversial because I don't actually, I suppose I don't really know my thoughts on this anymore.
Yeah.
There's part of me that wants to go, don't have a ladies' night.
Yeah.
That's just going to annoy some people.
Who's it going to annoy?
Part of me, well, I don't know. I mean, my background, you might not know, I'm actually an engineer.
Oh,
right. So I spent a lot of my life in very male-dominated environments and stuff. And there used to be all these groups set up for women in engineering.
Yeah.
And I went along to a few of them, and they just wound me up no end.
So you don't like women? You're an anti-lesbian. You're anti-lesbian and transgender. This is a very bold stance to take, Donald Trump, Penny Trump, in this day and age.
No. It was just that some of them were just like, you're not allowed to talk to blokes because they're just the baddies. And I've worked with some blokes who are horrible, and I've worked with some blokes who are lovely. But I don't know. As I say, I'm not quite clear on my views because, I mean, I'm now a member of the Women's Institute, so I've changed, obviously, in that time.
Yep.
Maybe that's since I had kids and stuff. I don't know.
Yep.
But there's just part of me that hates women-only things.
For those, right, let me explain, Penny, let me interrupt for a second, because there's some people may not know what we're talking about. On Twitter earlier on today, at Ian Lee, I said, right, tonight's show, it's going to be women-only, and I was out walking the dog, I was doing a Zen power walk, which is where I walk fast, and I get hit with loads of ideas, and the idea was, oh, tonight, yeah, we'll do women's only show, and we won't call it ladies' night or anything cheesy like that. It's just because I'm aware that last night it was two blokes talking, primarily with James Buckley in, and we had some women phone up, but it wasn't laddish, but it was blokish, and there is a subtle difference which I can explain later on if I need to.
The bits of last night's show I've listened to so far, and I admit I've not heard all of it.
Yeah.
All the bits I've heard actually had women in them.
Wowzers.
I don't know if that's just weird. Oh. And on New Caller's night, you had loads of women.
Yeah. Which made me think that this show is very blokey and it attracts lots of blokes, and that is a fact. And talk radio, by nature of its setup, they are all, in the daytime, in the week, it's all male presenters. And yes, I include Julia Hartley Brewer in that. She's the most malest of them.
I've phoned into her show. Does that mean you're not going to talk to me?
No, not at all. It's good. I'm glad she's getting traffic. But I'm just aware that Talk Sport, which we are kind of linked to by a thin cord, is very, very blokish, right?
Mm-hmm.
And talk radio is not as blokish, but there are elements of it. This is really complicated to explain. Talk radio, the station, is blokish, and also speech-based radio is generally quite blokish. And I just, I'm aware that we are probably getting, and this is a figure I'm making up, it's probably about 80-20 men to women ratio. I want to change that for one night.
Fair enough. Hand it over to Kath then.
No. No, I can talk to women.
No, you can talk to women. That's a very fair point. Very fair point. I don't know how you change it, though, but I don't know if having a women only... I don't know what the answer is.
I'm telling you what the answer is. One day next week, we will have a women's only show. That is the answer.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe. I'm telling you, that is the answer. That is the actual answer. I don't know what the question is, but the answer is, one day next week, it'll be women only phoning in. And like Tuesday's show was new callers only, it could have been a car crash. It was all right in the end.
It was all right. I thought it was a little bit...
I'm getting some aggro from someone who called in on the email, but that's by the by. I thought it was all right. I thought it was a little bit pedestrian, if I'm completely honest, but it was nice to get lots of people that had never called in before. Last night's show was completely different and fun, and doing a women's... listen, I've got to fill... I'm again probably about 520 of these bad boys before my contract runs out. So, you know,
you've done a whole month though. We're a month in now.
We're on
a
show. We're on show 24. But you know, so there's no.
But will you have a men only night as well?
Well, because most nights we have had nights where it's men only. But not by definition.
No.
You know, that's just
so
the way it is.
So why have a women-only one? I don't know. My head's not quite got around the whole concept yet.
The concept is... You're thinking too hard, Penny. The concept is...
Maybe I should just go to bed and give up. That might be the answer.
I think that might be on this one. The concept is, one night, we're going to have women-only phoning in. Because we have had nights where it's blokes only phoning in. And what's the point in doing a new callers only show?
I know, I thought that was the same. You could have people who are left-handed only one night if you want to be really weird.
I'm just looking over to the team. Can we check with legals? Can I have a black and Asian only show, please? Can we do that, please? Definitely. No, it's a brilliant idea and it's happening one day next week.
Super. I might call you. Or might not.
Well, yeah, we will be conducting tests in the Pope chair to find out. Thank you, Penny. 0844. It's a brilliant idea. It's an obvious idea. 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Alan, we'll come to you after this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
I've just spotted the major flaw, Alan. With the big, there's a big new screen. Big screen. I'm going to say that's probably a 50-incher at least in the studio, right?
Yeah.
And up until 2 days ago, it was showing TV. It was showing TV programmes. And we've
okay.
got five TV screens, I think, in here. Five TV screens in here. And I always turn them off. Don't like, why would you have TV on when you're working on the radio? I don't know what's going on telly.
Doesn't make sense, does it?
It doesn't make no sense. Well, it does make a little bit of sense, Alan.
What's that?
Breaking news.
Well, breaking news, you say?
But now the 50-inch, it's probably even bigger than a 50, right? They've changed it. It's not showing TV.
What's it showing now?
Do you know what the problem is with this? I'll tell you what the problem... No. It's got the Talk Radio logo.
Yeah.
So it's a microphone and a speech bubble. It says Talk Radio, and then it's got the phone number. It's got the text number. It's got the website. It's got the Facebook. It's got the Twitter. And that's all it shows all day.
Oh, so they're using that screen to show the contact details.
Yeah. So, what's the problem with that, Alan?
People already know the contact details.
Nope. No, what? I don't know. I've not learnt the number yet. I have to keep looking at the number. So, no.
Well, what's the problem?
Hang on. Keith?
Yes.
Big screen. 50-inch screen. Probably even bigger. It's used to show television programmes. Now, it's got the Talk Radio logo. It's a speech bubble with a microphone. Talk Radio. Yeah. Phone number, text, website, Facebook and Twitter. That's all it shows. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. What's the problem with that, Keith?
Boring.
Sorry?
Boring.
No. Well, yes, it is boring.
But is it useful information?
Isn't most television boring these days, though, boys?
I've got to be honest with you, yeah.
Don't get me started on tonight, Keith.
Well, can someone call in? There is an obvious oversight these Muppets have made. 0844 499 1000. What is wrong with the scene that I have just described?
Oh, here it is. The reason I'm on the edge. I'm on the edge for a Domino's pizza.
Oi! What are you doing getting a... Hey, listen, look at you made of money. Domino's pizza on a Thursday when you could have got a two for Tuesday.
Hold on. An hour and 30 minutes for Domino's pizza. Too long, right?
They don't do that thing anymore where it's over 30 minutes, you get it for free, do they?
No, this might be live. I'm just about to pick the Domino's pizza up off them.
There we go. Give him a rollicking. Rollicking.
With discount. But there'll be no dump button, don't worry.
Rollicking. Go on, rollicking.
We've get £10 discount. I've spoke to your office. You have to speak to them. Okay? I said I'd rather not have it or have £10 discount. That's what I said to him, Ian. That's what you've got to do, isn't it?
Are you talking to me or him?
No, I'm talking to you, Ian.
Flipping it, I'm scared.
Talk to Ian Lee, £15. You've got to give me £5
back.
No,
you could say please to him. It's not the lad's fault.
Sorry, no, he's a good guy.
Please.
We know the driver. Please, thank you.
Thank you, please. He's a good guy.
Thank you very much. Now
you sound like Alan.
There you go. I've got it. I've got the
never
picture.
Never mind. Excuse me.
Yes. 2 hours later, I will tweet it because you will see the box in a minute is crushed. So it's obviously been thrown around the back of the car for a liar while.
Oh,
I'll tweet you a picture of it, Ian.
Okay. Well, please do. What flavour have you gone for? No wonder he's got a cob.
What flavour?
Here we go. I can't believe I've had to dump a man for describing his pizza.
Sorry, I'm sorry about that.
Just ask him what his topping is, and he's dropping. I mean, if it literally was sweet corn and I would ask for more than £10 back.
I've got anchovies and stuff on mine. That's what we can say.
Okay.
Anyways. Well. I do apologise. I did phone up for a reason, Ian.
Go on, Keith.
I promise you, I did phone up for a reason. But I forgot all about it with the anger about the Domino's pizza.
Okay, well, go and enjoy your squash pizza, mate.
Anyways, I shall phone up again with the reasons.
Thank you, Keith. Maybe speak to you later on. Ta-ta. Alan.
Yes, Ian. 2 deaths in 24 hours. The curse has struck again.
Well, is it a curse or is it a murderer?
Well, I think it's a curse that you and Kath have.
My friend Scott tweeted something today, and then he deleted it immediately, right? Can I read you what he tweeted?
What did he say?
Right, and I think this is an affectionate homage to Prince, right?
Yeah.
And someone else has just tweeted it, which is why I think it's all right to say.
Okay.
Scott at Balcony Shirts tweeted... And then deleted it immediately. And I texted him and said, You bottler. Can't believe Prince has died on his mum's birthday. Now.
That's not on.
I think that is an affectionate, cheeky British. It's not nasty. It's not mean. That if I was hosting the 11 o'clock show still... That boy, oh boy, and someone turned up with that gag. We go, right, guys, coffee break. Come on, we're done. That is an affectionate homage to Prince and to the Queen. So, and he didn't tweet it. He could have gone viral by now. Someone else just tweeted it. I retweeted that. That's how the internet works. Game over. Balcony Shirts has closed down in Uxbridge. You can't get T-shirts there anymore. It's closed down.
And also, the death of Victoria Wood yesterday...
Victoria Wood, yep.
2 deaths in 24 hours.
Well,
coincidence? I don't think so.
Well, it's weird, isn't it? I mean, I'm not massive fans of either of them, right? But I did go and see Prince at the O2.
Yeah.
And he was in the round, and that means the stage was in the middle of the O2, and it was in the shape of the symbol, right? And he would suddenly appear on stage. And do you know how he got on stage? This is how we worked it out. So the band would walk from the back of the arena onto the stage, like, well, everyone's going nuts, right?
Yeah.
We think, because Prince didn't walk down with them, right?
Okay.
Prince was in a little suitcase, but he's tiny enough. He was in a little box. And they would push the box under the stage and he'd climb out of it. Why would you be pushing a box to the stage? That's nuts, yeah? That is nuts.
What do you mean they are, roadies?
Well, exactly. And Prince would come out of the box and do my two Prince stories, right? And one of them is my sister's, and I'm going to steal it. But I saw him at the O2, and it was brilliant. And I paid top dollar for fourth row seats. We're in the fourth row. And it was a night. Some nights he didn't do a lot of hits, and this was a night when he did quite a few hits, right? And I don't know a lot of songs, but when he was singing Raspberry Beret...
Yeah?
I was singing Raspberry Beret, like, really loud, belting it, Raspberry Beret, really belting it out, right?
Yeah.
And he was at the front of the stage, I'm in row four, and I was singing it so loudly, he stopped playing the guitar, he turned and looked at me, and gave me old skunk eye, he gave me the look of death, as if to say, shut up, boy, I am Prince. I am singing now, not you.
And I put, he gave you a dirty look.
Prince gave me a dirty look. If Prince or any of the recently deceased celebrities have ever given you a dirty look, 0844 499 1000, we will call you back. He gave me a dirty look. The other thing, right, this is my sister's story.
Okay.
But I love this, right? He did a brilliant bit where he got members of the audience up on stage. It's a bit like Panto.
Yeah.
And he got about 30 people up on stage, right? To sing and dance with Prince. And he's walking around playing his left hand and playing his guitar and singing and stuff. And he'd go up to them and like dance with them. And it's like people in the audience and people were loving it, right?
Yeah.
And there are people getting up there and they're busting their moves and doing all this stuff. When my sister saw it, there was this guy who I'm guessing was like me now, at 40, mid-40s, middle-aged bloke, right? And he got up there, and he stood there, and he's excited. Then suddenly he realises he's in the O2 in front of 17,000 people with Prince, right? And he's got to dance. He's got to dance, Alan. That is a lot of pressure, right? So do you know what he did? Do you know what he did?
What did he do?
He stood there. He looked around. He put his hands on his knees, and he did the thing where you swap your hands over your knees, like that, where you bang your knees together. Well, no, when you bang your knees together and you move your hands over, so it looks like they're swapping places. He did that on stage.
Charleston.
It's not the Charleston. Why have you said Charleston twice?
Because I thought it was the same era, 1920s.
That's not the Charleston. No, that's not. That's not the Charleston.
Well, let's have the expert cast.
She's not an expert. No. Don't worry. It's fine. It's not the Charleston. We will get. So far, we're looking for someone to call in who can tell us what the setup, what is wrong with the setup of this screen, and what is the Charleston, Alan.
Yeah.
Thanks for your call. Ta ta. Oh wait, what?
Thank you.
Let me go. 0844 499 1000. Mark's on the line. Yes, Mark.
Evening, Ian. How are you doing? You okay?
I'm all right, Mark. I am disappointed. I'm disappointed that some people can't tell me what is wrong with the setup of this giant 50-inch screen that's got that was showing TV programmes, is now showing the logo, the phone number, the text number, the website, and it's showing that 24/7.
Well, I have the answer for you, my good friend.
Away you go.
It will be something called screen burn.
Ladies and gentlemen,
if
screen
you have
burn.
On the screen.
Yes.
Indeed.
It's screen,
if you have it on the screen for a long time, it will burn into the screen, unfortunately.
Of course it will. That TV is probably worth about $2,500. I tell you what, guys, in 2 weeks, it's going to be worth about 25p. It's going to be knackered. You try watching anything on that after 2 weeks, and all you're going to see is Talk Radio logo burnt into it. You muppets.
That's right.
Well, waste. They might as well get, they should just stick that on a bit of paper. If they're going to just, if they just want to throw a TV away, I'll have it.
Yeah.
I could do with a new TV.
Yeah. I think we all could. I know one of my friends, actually, has a TV in the front room, because I was actually on The Chase on Monday on ITV.
Oh, hello. Hang on a second. Who were you against? Were you against Paul Sinha?
No, I was against Sean Wallace, the Dark Destroyer.
Okay. I don't really watch The Chase, but I know that Paul Sinha is an excellent comedian and thoroughly decent chap.
He is.
He's one of he's like the brains on there or something.
Yeah, he is, yeah. I mean, I was a little bit scared to get Anne Hegarty, because obviously she's very clever.
Right.
But we think we caught Sean on a bad day.
Yeah.
Because Sean was very, very good. You know, 4 seconds to go, he chased us, so we lost over, like, £5,000.
Literally no idea what you're talking about, but if my mum were listening, she'd be going, could you get me Bradley Walsh's autograph, please? That's what she'd be saying. My mum says to me, right, my mum says to me, Ian, can you get me Bradley Walsh's autograph? What? How? Well, you're on the telly. That's not how it works.
No, exactly. My mum was the same. He said, can you get a photo with Bradley? And I was like, well, do me best. Because, as you know, you've worked on TV in the past. You have to do pickups. You have to do stuff like that. But Sean managed to actually give some time up to actually meet us, have a photo together. And I've uploaded that to Twitter and Facebook as well, and loads of people liking it, you know. But the unbelievable thing is, and I'm going off on the topic here, because I want to tell you about someone who gave me the daggers as well.
Go on, go on, If someone famous is giving you a dirty look, you get double points if they died recently. 0844 499 1000. Yes, Mark.
Oh, dear, I might just get 10 points then, but not double.
No.
one of the ones, when you look on Twitter, on TV programmes now, they say hashtag The Chase, for example.
Yeah.
So, if you are on a game show, never really look at the hashtag. Seriously.
Oh.
There were so many comments, good or bad.
Welcome to my world. People on the internet are bums. Yeah, you were getting what they call pwned or destroyed by the hashtag, weren't you?
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Oh, I certainly was. So you know what I did? I actually joined in. I thought, well, I know they say don't feed the trolls, but I thought I'll feed the trolls. And they turned out to be nice trolls in the end.
Oh.
So it was pretty decent, to be honest.
Last night, I had a fella calling me the C-word. Within five tweets,
no.
I turned him around and he apologised to me. I managed to... Then, today, I had a fella saying, I won't be listening to Ian Lee. He's lefty, self-righteous, pompous git. and he'll block me for tweeting this. And I replied, no, why would I block you for that? And he went, oh, I might listen in that case. So, sometimes you can, you can deprogram these people, which gives me hope, Mark, that one day we can deprogram the members of ISIS.
Of course.
Although, would
of
you
course.
Want one living
it
next door
away
to you?
Some way.
Yeah, yeah. Mark, Mark, thank you. But what did you win, by the way, on the chase? What do you win on there? Cash? Big cash prizes?
You do win cash, yeah, because basically I got to the cash builder. It was £3,000 I got in the cash builder. Brought that back to the table. But then we got beaten by the chaser with 4 seconds to go. I was absolutely kicking myself.
So you won nothing?
Well, even watching it... Yeah, we won absolutely
and just
nothing.
Think, Bradley so Walsh was... Bradley Walsh was probably getting... £30,000 for that episode.
I know.
Mark, didn't it make you think? Hey, it's like whenever I've interviewed Duncan Bannatyne, I know Duncan Bannatyne a little bit. I've got his phone number. Does that mean knowing him? Yeah, sure. And you kind of think, right, Duncan Bannatyne could pay off my mortgage and he wouldn't even notice that money was gone. Wouldn't even notice it. You want to pay off the mortgage? Yeah, I'll pay off the mortgage. Give me the phone. I'll sort it out. He wouldn't even notice it's gone. And Mark there was getting trolled on the internet. Can't remember what the point was. 08444991000.
Late night Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Okay, so 08444991000. Well, I'm still struggling as to what the problem was with having women only show. I just don't... guys, have I let you... Oh, I'm going to regret asking this question. Have I let you down yet whilst I've been here? I don't think so. Let's take a little think. Excellent guest. I don't want you to have guests. We've got guests for it. It's going to be boring. Oh, actually, the guests are brilliant. Yeah, so that's fine. That's that covered. I can't remember what the other gripes have been, but I have not, trust me, I'm a professional. And if it does, well, no, it will work. I mean, the only way it wouldn't work is if people didn't phone in. But then, all right, well, we tried something. I didn't think people would phone in yesterday or on Tuesday, but they did. Brilliant. All right. Well, so did that work? It's getting very meta, isn't it? I don't even know what meta means. That's meta in itself. Gatford.
See, what you could do is say you're going to record the show on a Thursday, but actually send it out live on a Sunday and see how many people call in then.
I'm tempted. Do you know what I'm tempted to do? I'm not tempted, actually. I've just thought of it as a funny idea. I'll never do it. I might do it.
Yeah. Go on.
There's a best of show, Sundays, 6 a.m.
Oh, yeah. Who presents that?
Me, my show, not that one, not that
oh,
cast
oh,
one.
Oh, sorry.
My show, 6 a.m, Sunday morning. I'm tempted to come in and do that live one day. I'm not tempted. I mean, but, you know, the way things are going, I might as well. Do you know what? One day I'm going to come in and I'm not going to say when, and literally no one will be listening. And I'm going to come in. It's going to be the equivalent of Frank Sidebottom when he did the test card one night on Channel M. He actually did it. I'm going to come in and we're going to do the best of show on a Sunday morning. We're going to do it live. That's what's going to happen.
I bet you Caddick still calls in.
Oh, flipping heck.
Yeah, that's all right. I was going to do a very short tribute to Prince, if that's all right.
Yeah, sure, go on.
Very, very short, yeah.
Well, he was, wasn't he? That's a joke. Well, I see what you've done there. You made a joke about a dead man. You happy with that?
No. This is the tribute.
Okay, well, thanks for calling, Gatford.
No, there's more.
Okay.
Somebody quite famous who you know has given me the... What did you call it? The stink eye?
Yeah. Skunk eye.
From a comedy gig.
Oh, it was me.
It was you.
Yeah,
you.
I gave you a dip. Yes. Was that before or after you tripped over, embarrassing everybody in the room?
Well, it was before, and your wife was the only one who was nice to me and said, are you okay?
You deserved it.
Well, no, it was dark, it was a low stool, and I'm tall.
Well, those low stools, trust me, they really are... I'm getting people saying, oh, no, screen burn isn't a thing anymore.
I thought maybe the telly was behind you and that's why it was no good.
That's not a telly behind me, it's just a screen.
Well, no, but that's what I thought.
It's just an image. And when talk radio inevitably crashes, as it will do, if I have anything to do with it, that will be out in a skip as quick as you can say, and I'll have that.
Well, I was going to say, can't you just... I mean, you talk about coming at 6:30 one morning. Couldn't you just, with a few wires, carry out to the car after? Who would notice?
There's a mark on it. I don't want... Look, it's coming apart already. Look, look, it's coming apart. No, I'm all right, actually.
Does it say Paul Ross was here on the back or something?
No. Why would it say on the back, Catford? I mean, 0844-499-1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you're more than welcome. You can text in as well, 87222. Start your text talk, although it costs you like 25 pence. And then some. So you can come in now if you want, Kath. Now the phones have... now the phones have gone quiet. I'm coming out. The initial excitement of the studio, of the station and the show has worn off, and you know, the buzz, the romance. It's like a relationship, isn't it? Where it's you're hot and horny at the start, all the time, just doing it hard, doing it fast, doing it slow, doing it.
All right, I get the idea.
Doing it. Just constantly
doing it.
Doing it, and it's all sore and
wow,
pustulating and bloody in some places.
Wow.
But just doing it. And then after about 4 weeks, you get bored of doing it. You don't want to do it anymore. You just want to watch telly. And I think that's what's happened with...
You overdid it.
With this show in particular. That tweet about Prince. It's a shame Prince died on his mum's birthday.
It's fine.
It's fine, isn't it?
He's put worse out there.
He's put much worse than that.
He's made worse into T-shirts.
Yeah. He has... Oh, I can't say what I was about to say then. I told you, though, didn't I? Who he's made T-shirts for.
Yeah.
Can't say. He'll be angry. He'll be listening to this now. And when I say now, I mean 6 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, don't mention it. Well, you keep listening, Scott, because I mention it at the end of the show. So it's the Queen's birthday, mm-hmm. which I think is genuinely not exciting, but I think it's a fun thing.
I feel a bit sorry for her.
I don't feel sorry for... What do you feel sorry for her for?
Enforced socialising, right?
Shut up.
She gets it all the time.
Yeah, exactly. At that age, she gets it all the time, doing it.
No.
Doing it.
No. And today, she had to go to a party full of other people who were 90, like they're automatically going to get on. It's not Pontins.
She was fit in the day. Mm. I still think she's quite saucy now, even at 90. But I don't feel sorry for her. She's full of privilege and money. She lives... Have you seen Windsor Castle? Enough, nice.
Yeah, I've seen it a bit. But when I'm 90, I want to be able to please myself. I don't want to be forced to go and make friends with people. I don't need any more friends at 90. I don't need any more friends at 38.
listen to this tweet from this idiot.
Go on.
Not listening tonight. Neither are my mates. As you're not broadcasting on Periscope, and I find listening boring. Sorry.
Thanks for sharing.
I'm going to write, ha, 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 Rolf, I am laughing so much. It's a radio show. Internet is down. I don't feel sorry for her, but I like her.
Yeah, I like her.
Sems, at Sems124. Oh, look, first, they've literally set up
an account,
their Twitter
to
account.
Be rude.
I wonder. Be prepared. And I might go into detail one day, but not now. One day, like long term. I expect there will be a digital onslaught, a tsunami of hatred. From eggs and from new accounts, because... Yeah. Someone will be upset.
Yeah,
we've upset someone. I've been upset. I had another email from someone yesterday, from the woman I mentioned on air yesterday. I mentioned an email about talking about child abuse and stuff like that. Boy. And then she sent me an email saying that email was private. You shouldn't have read it out. Well, don't email me during a show then, because guess what? I'm working. Do you know what I did this morning?
Go on.
Blocked her email. Just blocked it. I blocked it because she was getting really angry.
You're not going to be able to make it right with her.
No, exactly. She was getting very angry with me because what I was saying about a certain part of abuse, she strongly disagreed with. Okay.
At no point did you say you were specifically talking about her case.
No.
Or anybody's
specific
case.
Perhaps what I was talking about is more predominantly a male thing as opposed to a female thing. I don't know. I don't know. But she was really angry and annoyed and stroppy with me. And I just... She doesn't know anything about me. She doesn't know my history. She doesn't know my background. She doesn't know anything about me. And she was accusing me of not knowing anything about her. How dare you, Safa? You're upsetting and offensive.
But you weren't talking about her.
I'm not talking about her. I wish her joy and luck and love and success and wonderment and all of that. But don't speak to me like that. Don't speak to me like that. I've got feelings too. And so I blocked the email address.
Good.
Which it's called setting a boundary. And I've set myself a boundary, and that was the boundary.
I suspect we're going to get quite a bit of that now we're on late nights.
Yeah, and
it seems to be more intimate in some way, so there are fewer boundaries established. Do you think?
Yeah. I think maybe I give too much of myself, and that is something that I am looking into, and I am considering how we work around that. 0844 499 1000. Take some more calls after this.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
0844 499. What was that? 0844 499 1000. Get rid of that annoying music. Get rid of that music. What's going on there, Russ?
Hey, up, mate. How are you?
It's going to be a slog tonight, guys. I'd switch off if I were you. I'd switch off.
What was that?
Because it's going to be. I'm not in the best of moods.
Well, I can tell you sound a bit peeved.
Yeah.
What's going on, dude?
Well, and I'm getting hassled on Twitter, and we're not getting many calls tonight.
Why are you getting hassled on Twitter? What's wrong with people?
Bells, isn't it? Bells. Load of bells.
Belmonts.
But load of Belmonts. A load of Dion's going on there. Dion and the Belmonts. And just the vibe is not strong with this one. And that's all right. We've not had what I would call a dud show yet. So, yeah, we might as well have one tonight. Tonight, there we go. That's what it's going to be. Tonight's show is going to be the first dud. How about that?
It's not. It's going to liven up, trust me.
Well, not in the next 2.5 minutes, it's not, Russ.
Well, it's only 10:45.
Yeah, well...
The night's still young.
I can feel you sucking me. You're sucking my life force.
Why?
I don't know.
I'm trying to cheer you up, dude. What's up?
Bounce up and down.
I can't bounce up and down.
Why is that?
It'd be like something from... Well, it'd look like the Truffle Shuffle. I can't do that.
Okay. I'm getting fat. That's another thing, Russ. I'm disappointed with... Here we go. This is what it is. I'm disappointed with my body.
Tell me about it.
Why are you disappointed with my body?
Well, that's another story altogether, but I'm disappointed
in my body, right? And I'm putting on a lot of weight. I'm getting fat. I'm putting on a lot of weight. And I'm tired constantly. And I ache. And my looks peaked about 18 months ago, and I'm on the downward slope. I saw Nick Ferrari on the telly today. Flipping heck, he looked old, and it's all downhill from here, Russ.
It is. We spoke about this the other night, mate. That tiredness thing, I noticed that myself. Yeah. In my late 30s. Well, I felt myself starting to slip.
Yeah.
You know, you just feel you're losing your edge slightly.
Oh, flipping
Ross,
heck.
Ross, this isn't helping with the pepping up.
I'm losing my edge.
I'm not saying Ian is, but I did anyway. Mm. But I am trying to cheer you up, pal. It's... there's a lot to be happy about in life. I don't know what, but there is.
Well, there's a new Monkees album coming out.
Well, exactly.
Next month.
Well,
and every time I think of that, a tiny, tiny little bit of wee wee comes out.
Well, exactly. That's it, mate. Just think of that. I just rang up to share my. I've had a productive day today.
Yeah, go on, tell us what happened, Russ. Let's hear your productive day. And well, if you want this to stop, you need to call in 0844 499 1000. We call you back.
That's not nice.
That was cruel. That was my edge.
That was your edge.
That was the edge coming back.
That's all right. That's good. Then I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. Go on.
With all this hitting 40 and all that, and reassessing my life and my career and what's going on,
yeah.
I've started to follow some ambitions, and I've been today and
enrolled on a...
homosexual course.
Yeah, actually.
There you go. Why not? Because I tell you what, Sharon Osbourne, right, says she's... I think she's 62, I think. Where is it? I saw this. She's 62, and she says that she thinks she's a little bit gay. Phone call. Don't let her get away.
Aren't we all a little bit gay?
Sharon says, I'm bisexual.
Oh.
Osbourne's lesbian factor. What? That's not even a pun, though. Sharon Osbourne has revealed she's bisexual but feels she's too old to experiment with women. She's 63. Prime of her life for a little bit of that. Why not? We're all a bit gay, aren't we, Russ?
Well, I think we've all got a bit of camp in us, haven't we? What's wrong with that, you know?
Whether we act
upon it's a different matter.
Yeah, yeah. I think in, like, 50 years' time, we won't have... Let's say 100 years' time. We won't have, like, men and women's toilets and stuff. It'll just be, what do you fancy? Do you know what I mean? And it's changing now. It's changing now. And when you get the tick boxes, male or female, some places now have trans...
Or rather not say.
Some have transgender. What I'm going to suggest, actually, I'll do this tomorrow, because I think this is a good idea. Instead of having a box to tick, you have, like, a sort of a scale from... But it's not numbered, so
Well, like a butch chart.
No. It is they're all coming out of the woodwork now, look. It would be like the colour chart. But circular.
Oh god.
And you would, you know, in the old days it would be black and white, man, woman. But now
you go, you're gonna say pink and blue.
No. It's the whole spectrum of all the colours, and you just kind of go, well, I'm a little bit mauve. But Prince. You know, what gender was Prince, really? A man, but so much more.
Mm.
So much more and so much less simultaneously. So I think, Rob, listen...
Rob?
Russ, I think, Russ, that what we need to do is just get down on it.
What, you and him?
No, yeah, why not?
Why not?
Why not? When I was a younger man, and less attractive man, I used to get not chatted up by blokes all the time, but I used to get hit on by blokes quite a bit. I used to get the look.
Used to get the glad eye.
You used to get the look a lot from guys that meant, if you follow me now, we are going to have sex. And I never went, but part of me misses the fact that I don't get that anymore. I don't get gay men giving me look. Maybe it's... I don't know. I don't know what it is, Russ.
Flattery.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I've been chatted up a few times by blokes. I loved every second of it. Of course I did.
I've had that by girls, and it's always... I think it's super flattering.
Yeah, I love it. So, if there are any... And, you know, particularly after what happened last year, I thought the gays would have been all over me. Didn't get one offer.
They're really, really...
Didn't get one offer.
Unappreciative.
You ungrateful homosexual community. I thought you'd be...
I think it's the beard that's...
The beard should be a big turn-on.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what gay blokes go for, but...
They
prefer the moustache.
No, it takes all sorts. They like a bear.
A bear, that's what I've been called, but that's another story.
That's another story. Anyway, Russ, was there a point to this call?
Yeah, I was telling you about my course. I'm trying to fulfil myself and what have you. Enrolled on a couple of courses today, a close protection course and customer services diploma course.
Whoa. Close protection? So you'd be a bodyguard?
Yeah, but it's not quite as easy as that. You've got a lot of networking to do and... proving yourself and building up a reputation before you get the big work. But a friend of mine did it 18 months ago, and he's started getting some nice jobs. So it's something I've always wanted to do, to be honest.
Well, Russ, I wish you nothing but the best of luck with that. I could never sit an exam again. No. Imagine sitting an exam. You love exams because you're a bumlick.
I used to like showing
up. Can we say bumlick on the radio?
Yes, we can. I used to like it because you could show off what you'd learned. But yeah. I still have nightmares about exams. Nightmares.
Yeah, I'm having all of my anxiety dreams at once. Teeth falling out, obviously.
Mm. Naked in public?
No, I don't get that one. Back at school, but at this age, but the exams are coming up and all of my mates have done revision, I haven't.
Forgot to put my knickers on.
Moving house... moving back in with my mum and having to clear stuff out of somewhere. Mm. And I've had I normally get them one of those, but I'm having all of that in one dream, man. It's insane.
Horrible. I get shopping dreams where you're looking for something in particular and you never find it. Yeah, horrible.
Rob?
Hello?
Hello, Rob. You're live on Talk Radio across the nation.
How are you, mate? You good?
Has everyone who's asked me that question so far has found out? No, not really.
All right. Don't worry about it. Last week, you and Kath was done a thing about what's your favourite question for stumping people?
Oh, yeah. The question that makes you look smart. Yeah.
Yeah, so I've got one for both of you.
Oh, go on. Here we go.
What company produces the most tyres in the world, as in T-Y-R-E-S?
I know the answer.
Tyres?
You don't know the answer then, Cass? Do you know the answer, Cass? You don't know the answer. I know the answer. Of course I know the answer. I want mastermind with questions like this.
Is it...
I'm not going to mouth it. She's looking at me.
No, I'm thinking.
She's looking at me, Rob, as if she's saying, tell me. I'm not telling you.
No, is it... Right, it's not Pirelli. I bet it's Goodyear.
You think it's Goodyear?
No.
No, it's not good. Don't say it. I'll keep trying Nigel in, because if we can get Nigel on, that'll be... we can ask Nigel that question. It's a good question, this, and it's
tyres.
They produce more tyres than any company in the world. Car tyres, pram tyres, wheelbarrow tyres, everything.
It's a good question. It's a little bit of a cheat, I find. It's a little bit, isn't it? But it's factually...
Keep her stewing until her later on, then.
Yeah, she's stewing now. I can smell it.
I've got one...
something's brewing, anyway.
I've got one more thing about a celebrity giving you the old evil eye.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah. Well, I've got another one as well. Yeah, go on.
I'm a cab driver, and I've done a U-turn, and I nearly knocked this fat bloke off his bike, right?
Yeah.
And it was Alexis Sal, and he shook the coffee beans at me.
Rob, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. We've got bad news if you're expecting to have heart disease in the next 10 years.
Mm.
Amanda says, I've got my final master's exam in heart failure tomorrow, and I'm being distracted by the show.
I'm not going to get it, because I saw a thing in the paper today that if you've got long legs, you'll get it. So I've got really short legs.
Well, you can still get it.
Nah, I'm in the clear.
So another celebrity that gave me the skunk eye for the same reason, right? I've told
it's
you this
too
before. I used to get invited occasionally to those horrible ITV shows, an audience with, right? And it'd be like an audience with Donny Osmond. No, an audience with Cliff. Certainly not an audience with Neil Diamond. Yes, please. And I went to it. I went. And that's where I met Tony Blackburn for the first time, who I don't think I'd met him before then, and he was absolutely delightful to me and my wife.
Of course he was.
And we were chatting a little bit, and then I got sat down, fourth row. I'm sat next to... Who's the dirty dancer who's always doing
Brendan.
It? Yeah, sat next to Brendan on one side.
Not so much anymore, is he?
And not Jamie Thixton, who now follows me on Twitter. Brilliant, I like him. Anstis on the other side.
Oh, I used to fancy him.
So I'm in a Brendan Anstis sandwich.
Delicious.
One of them would have enjoyed it more than the other. Right. Neil Diamond. He's singing, he's doing the show, and he's got a bit of an attitude, but I'm enjoying his
attitude.
But
he's Neil Diamond.
He's Neil Diamond. There was one bit where he said, right, next song we're going to sing is Cracklin' Rosie. The floor manager went, Mr. Diamond, I'm sorry, Mr. Diamond, I'm going to have to stop you there. I'm going to have to stop you there just while we did lights. And there'd been a lot of stopping and starting, right? And they went, the next song we're going to do is Cracklin' Rosie. He went, Mr. Diamond, I'm really sorry, we're not ready, they're not ready. Can you give us 2 minutes, Mr. Diamond? And Neil Diamond went, 10. 9.
Wow.
And I go, Mr. Diamond, Mr. 6. 5. I'm really sorry, Mr. Diamond, if you could just, with just 3, 2, 1. Bam, 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 bam. And he
what a brat, but how wonderful.
It was delightful to see. And he was singing Cracklin' Rosie. And I'm in the fourth row.
Fourth row is the problem, I think.
Fourth row, but it's of a TV studio, so it's even closer. So I'm as close as you now.
Right, okay.
And I'm going, Cracklin' Rosie, get on board! I was possessed by my dad, right? My dad was singing it. And Neil Diamond, bearing in mind, he was not happy already with the setup.
Mm-hmm.
He looked at me, daggers, and I felt a tiny, tiny little bit of my soul wither and die.
How dare you enjoy yourself?
Yeah, I know. I just thought, well... First, right, with the Prince one, I found it funny, actually, and I was laughing a lot. I went, oh, look at Prince! And I said to my wife, did you see that? She went, yeah, I did that. That's outrageous. And I said, no, it's really funny. With Diamond, though, I first of all, I felt crushed. And then I felt indignant. I thought, up you, Neil Diamond, because I'm not like a casual fan. I bought, for my mum, but I take them, all of his crappy 80s albums. Heartlight, I bought that album, right? I bought On the Way to the Sky. Terrible record. Headed for the Future, I bought. I bought one called Dreamscape. Jeez. And I listened to them. And I thought, don't give me the evil eye. I know more Neil Diamond songs than you do. And you're Neil Diamond.
He owed you at least one rousing chorus of Cracklin' Rosie.
It's like when I met one of the Beach Boys at Los Angeles Airport. I was Al Jardine. Al Jardine, one of the Beach Boys. Who's going to recognise him? Nobody apart from me. And I saw him. And I was like, oh, and I got all, oh, it's a Beach Boy. I'd never met a Beach Boy. I was like, it's a Beach Boy. What am I going to say to him? What am I going to say to him? I'm going to pick a song from the Surf's Up album. What was the song he wrote on the Surf's Up album? What was the song he wrote? It turns out it was a welfare song. Was the song I was trying to think of? And and he went down the escalator, and I followed him down the escalator, and I went. I went. Excuse me, Mr. Jardine. All right, and he didn't think I could see his face. Get his back to me, and I saw him, and he went. Yeah, what do you want? And I went, and of course I wanted an autograph and I wanted a photo and I wanted to shake his hand. And I didn't. I just went, just want to thank you for all the music. Oh. And I walked off and I felt crushed by Al Jardine. Al Jardine, of all people, Al Jardined me. Nigel, stay there. We'll come to you in a minute. 0844 499 1000.
Talk radio.
So I keep meaning to talk about shampoo. And we'll get there at some point, but at the moment, I don't know what we talked about this, what we're talking about, it's doing two jobs at once. Can you turn Catherine's microphone on so we can, what have we spoken about this evening?
Being given the stink eye by celebrities.
Yeah.
Who may or may not still be alive.
I think that's it. 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. You give us a call, you speak to Id, and he will call you back. Here's the news.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
And then the computer doesn't work because the internet is screwed. You see, that's the problem, Nigel. The internet is screwed. I'm trying to do. Nigel.
Hello.
Yeah. The internet is screwed.
Throwing a surprise.
Oh, here we go.
This is a song by Pramp. You remember that guy?
My name is Pramp.
So here goes. One, two, three.
Kiss. The sweat of your body covers me. Can you, my darling, can you picture this?
Dream if you can, a courtyard, an ocean of violets in bloom. Animals strike curious poses. They feel the heat between me and you.
How can you just leave me standing alone in a world that's so cold? Maybe I'm just too demanding. Maybe I'm just like my father, too bold. Maybe I'm just like my mother. She's never satisfied. Why do we scream at each other? This is what it sounds like when doves cry. Touch, if you will, my stomach. How it trembles inside. You got the butterflies all tied up. Don't make me chase you. Even doves have pride. Just leave me standing alone in a world that's so cold. Scream at each other. This is what it sounds like when doves cry. Don't cry.
There we go. That's all we were. That's all we were trying to find there. Nigel. As a talented musician, composer, and lover, I imagine that Prince touched you deeply.
I never listened to much of his music, to be honest.
Disappointed.
I did years ago, but not so much recently.
Okay.
Because I don't think he'd been doing so much as he did in the past, had he?
Well, it depends. Musically, perhaps not. Favorite Prince song?
I've forgotten the name of it now. There was one, but I can't remember the name.
Obviously. Can I ask you a question, Nigel? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was a fan of his. Yes.
You've never heard a Prince song in your life, have you?
Of course I have. Yes, I used to listen to him quite a lot when I was younger.
You can't name one.
But if you tell me one, I'd probably know it. I can't remember if I...
Matty Bom Bom?
No, I don't know that one.
Okay. Touch Me Deep?
Yes, I've heard that one.
One? Yeah. Yes. Smell My Finger?
No.
Don't know that one?
But I know it was good anyway.
Yeah.
It was good. Good singer.
Milk Lemonade?
Sorry, I don't know.
You don't know that one? Okay, round the corner. Chocolate's Maze? No?
No. But he was a good singer.
He was a good singer.
I used to listen to him years ago.
As you said, yes. Yes. What have you got for us, Nigel?
Madonna. You know, Madonna was in sort of that, in that league, wasn't she? You know, in that, it brought up about the, she's about the same age as him, actually, I think.
I wonder how old Madonna actually is.
She is. She's 58.
Is
he
she?
Was 57. She's 58.
Flippin' heck. And he looked he looked better than Madonna looks.
I'm 59, Ian.
Really? 59. Gosh.
Yes, I've been recording all day today.
You must be tired.
Yes, I am, because I had to cycle to Tunbridge Wells. I've been in the studio. I put a couple of my songs on your Facebook page, and I did a film especially for the Queen, saying happy birthday to the Queen.
Wowzers. And has she, is, have any of her ex-boyfriends got in touch with you?
No.
And,
what else was it? Yeah, I did a drum solo and playing along to some big band drumming. Oh, I did. I write the songs, that Barry Manilow number.
Here we go.
I write the songs that make them.
Here we go. Who wrote I Write the Songs?
I think Barry Manilow did. Didn't it?
No. And there's the irony. Here's the irony. Barry Manilow didn't write the song I Write the Songs.
Didn't he? Oh.
But a member of one of the biggest groups in the world wrote that song at a period when that group weren't having any hits whatsoever. They would have died for that song. Do you know what that group was?
No.
Okay.
Well, tell me, I'll probably know it.
The Beach Boys.
Was it the Beach Boys?
Yes.
Oh, well, I never...
There you go, you see.
They were sort of a country music, weren't they, really?
No, they weren't
pop.
No, the Beach Boys. There's the quote for the next Twitter thing. The Beach Boys weren't really pop. Are you mental?
They weren't the sort of pop you get nowadays, were they?
No, they were 60s pop.
Yeah, 60s pop.
Because that's where they were from. They couldn't be if they'd been doing 2016 pop in the 1960s. Wowzers, they would have been literally way ahead
of
their
own sound, didn't they? The Beach Boys,
country,
very good sound.
Country. The Beach Boys are my favourite country band. Yeah, give that to Liam. He can have any of those.
Yeah, I like the Beach Boys. They were good.
Yeah.
And so I did. I write the songs. It's on Facebook now for anyone to look at the website.
Look, I don't actually like that song very much.
Pardon?
I don't actually like that song very much
because it's a ballad. You see, I sing ballads and I sing things like Charlotte Church's songs and that type.
I like ballads. I just don't like that one. And I like Barry Manilow. I think Barry Manilow's brilliant.
It's a difficult song to sing because it keeps getting higher in the middle. So it changes key a lot in the middle.
Yeah, but it's
easy for me to sing because I've been singing such a long time.
Yeah.
So I don't lose the key. No. I rung up to wish the Queen a happy birthday.
She's not listening.
90th birthday.
She's not listening. They're having a booze up at Windsor Castle tonight. Charles has thrown...
I wanted to wish her a happy birthday on Talk Radio.
Okay. We'll send it to her.
If I can just sing happy birthday to her...
Well...
And that hopefully some of her friends might be listening as well.
I doubt. Come on, you know that the Queen, and we can now because the ownership of the copyright of Happy Birthday is in dispute, so we can sing it freely. But it's whether we choose to or not. That's the question.
Not the Queen group. I mean the Queen song.
Good. I like that. Be careful, otherwise I'm going to be careful, Nigel. Otherwise I'm going to get the police on you. Not the police group. The actual the constabulary, and they might beat you up.
Did you like the group Queen? They were good, weren't they?
Now, do you mean the group Queen or the Queen?
No, the group Queen.
I didn't like Queen. Hang on, Tracy.
Freddie
Mercury, I loved.
Nigel, say hello to Tracy.
Hello, Tracy.
Hi, Nigel.
Nigel, do me a favour. Turn your radio off.
I haven't got it on, Ian.
Yes, you have. Well, what's that? What's that?
Television in the background.
Well, could you turn? Here we go. Could you?
I'll move away from the door because it's in the other room.
Is your mum watching it?
Yeah, isn't she? Yeah, because it's not so bad now, is it?
Hang on, be quiet. It's quite. What is she watching?
She has it.
Minder. Is it Minder?
It's debate program.
Oh,
masturbate program.
So Nigel, come on. That's actually it's a yellow card because we're better than that here.
Oh,
I'm not James Whale. Now, Nigel, say hello to Tracy.
Hello, Tracy.
Hi, Nigel.
Where are you from?
Wolverhampton.
Oh, Wolverhampton, yes. Never been there. Is it by the sea, isn't it?
Wolverhampton, no.
Oh, I thought it was by the sea. Oh.
No.
I was thinking of somewhere else. Do you know, I was cycling down the road and someone leant out the car, Mrs. Doubtfire, and they took me. They recognised Mrs. Doubtfire cycling down the high street on a bike. So they must have seen my videos. It's a strange world, isn't it?
It's stranger all the time. Shall we see what Tracy's got to contribute to the show, Nigel?
Yes, carry on.
Okay, you went a bit Frank Spencer there. Tracy.
Hi, Ian.
Hello, Tracy, you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks, how are you?
I'm all right, what you got for us?
I'm just first-time caller, so I thought I'd give you a ring tonight. Brings us now a Periscope.
Yeah, there's no... Everyone's complaining on Twitter, the Periscope. First of all, right, the Periscope, I do it on my telephone. It's like it's a bonus feature. And the Wi-Fi's down. I don't know what's going on. Let me just check the Wi-Fi. I can check the Wi-Fi here.
Well, Ian.
Yeah?
I'm just wondering. I did send you a text asking about Periscope. And strangely, I got a text back saying thank you for voting.
Oh, did you vote?
I don't know.
Well, blimey. I think the whole system has gone a little bit to cock today.
Take one small step.
Yes.
That was the text I had back from... Oh. Apparently, I voted on something.
Oh, blimey. And the thing is, if you got the vote wrong, you might end up getting killed. So let's keep our fingers
crossed. I don't fancy that idea.
I'm just checking to see if the internet... Something's happened to the internet, but it's not... It's still not working properly.
There's something strange going on tonight, then, isn't there?
Someone sent me this. You can tell me. Hang on a second, Nigel.
Yes.
It's a conversation.
Excuse me, Nigel, butt out.
Oh. She destroyed you, Nigel.
Have you put the credit on the internet?
I'll put the credit up your jacksie in a minute now. is it a full moon tonight, Tracy?
I don't know.
I have been told... that it is a full moon tonight.
Oh, yes.
your poor mother, Nigel.
She's with him on the line.
Your poor mother. I've been told it is a full moon tonight, and and I haven't done a nighttime show for 6 years, right? And it is.
I used to like the LBC one you used to do.
I used to quite like that as well, it's true that when it is a full moon, you get. Things go wrong. Technical things go wrong, and fruitcakes call in, Nigel.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he phones in every night, so since full moon, every night,
that's,
is he?
I'm just eating a piece of fruitcake right now.
Yeah, I never liked fruitcake. What was it? Cakes had to be very heavy in the old days, didn't it? It's a war thing, isn't it? Because to throw at Nazis if they broke in your... I don't know what it was for.
I'm a cake man, I am. A cake man.
What does that mean? A cake man? Are you sure you got the right word, Nigel?
I prefer cakes rather than fish and chips and stuff. I prefer cake.
I saw a delicious... There's an advert for a cake, right? Hang on a minute. In some of the papers. Let me find it, right? And this cake, it kind of looks... What are you doing? What are you doing, Nigel?
Hello, Catherine.
Who are you talking to? She's not here.
Oh, is she gone?
No. She's in the other thing. I'm trying to find this advert for this cake.
She's behind the glass, you know, what you have in the studio.
Yep, have a cough. Get it out. Yes, she is. Where's the advert for this cake? Because I saw it and I thought, well, that looks nice. But there's one thing with it, right?
Yeah.
Hang on a minute.
Have you been to Tunbridge Wells before, Ian?
No.
Oh.
Don't think so.
The studio, the James Whale studio I went in, it was massive.
Yeah, it has to be to fit his ego.
Have you seen that video of
here
it
is.
In the studio?
No, I haven't. Here it is,
oh,
right?
Okay.
It's a cake, right? It's a tenner, right? But it's worth it. It's called a smash cake. It says it serves 24. It doesn't. It'll serve 3.
Yes.
Right. and it's a cake, and it's got a white chocolate shell on the top, and you smash it open, and in between that and the actual cake are loads of sweeties. Oh. Problem is, some of them are licorice all sorts, which I can't stomach. Can't have those. But it looks like the most amazing cake ever.
That sounds nice.
Doesn't it sound nice, Tracy?
It does, yeah. It sounds very nice.
I'll tell you what we're going to do.
Children, I should think.
Well,
really.
Or adults. Here we go, Tracy. You and I, we're going to have a vote, right? Because you've texted in and you voted, so we're going to vote now.
Should... I don't know what I voted for, though, Ian. That's the thing.
Well, should Nigel be allowed to sing Happy Birthday to the Queen? I am voting...
No.
Oh, is that what you're voting?
Yep.
Okay. So that's one no, Nigel. If it's another
I don't
no,
care whether I do it or not.
Well, where's your passion for the? Where's your passion for royalty, for the monarchy, for?
I don't know. It's up to you, Ian. It's your show.
Okay. In that case, I say no. Anything else, Tracy?
Not all I can think of now. Just that I've listened to you on LBC through the podcast. I've just got the absolute podcasts now going through.
Brilliant. Well, I'm glad. Hopefully,
and they are brilliant, and you're brilliant.
Well, you're very kind, Tracy, and hopefully, you know, this show will get brilliant one day. 0844 499 1000.
The Wild Man of Late Night Radio is back.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Dr. Schmullops is on the line. Good evening, Dr. Schmullops.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you doing, Bispidius?
Yeah, good. Thank you very much. What have you got for us, Doctor?
What are you talking about? I missed most of your show, unfortunately. Sorry about that.
Where have you been?
I had to attend to my daughter. I was looking after her while the wife was shopping.
She was shopping late at night?
Yes, that's when the shops are quiet. You should try it. Unfortunately, you can't, actually, because you're at work.
I'm working, isn't it?
Yes. Didn't think of that.
I used to like going shopping at 3 o'clock in the morning at Tesco.
Excellent.
Fun times. Fun times. It's empty. There's a very weird echo on your line, Dr. Schmullops.
Oh, it's the boiler.
The what?
It's the boiler.
It's making an echo.
It's making a noise. It's probably coming across as an echo.
Well, no. I can hear the boiler noise.
Right.
And I can also hear an echo.
Might be my empty room.
It's more like an electronic echo.
Oh, is it?
That was my knee on the table, by the way.
I can't hear anything on the line. It's very clear, but obviously it's coming from my end.
I don't know. Why is your boiler so noisy?
It's in the damn bedroom. Whoever's thought of that.
Our boiler's in the garage. How posh is that? How middle class is that? It's in the garage.
I'm a poor man, so...
And also, boilers don't make that much noise.
This boiler's supposed to be new. One of those eco boilers.
Yeah. Eco-schmico. Anyway, Dr. Schmullop, so you want to know what we've been talking about?
Yeah.
You're the perfect example of what I can... here we go. This is what I've been wanting to talk about for the last 3 days, and I keep forgetting. I'm at a quandary... In my life, I'm at a crossroads, Dr. Schmullops. I have been using one of two shampoos for the last 30 years.
One with an H?
One with an H.
Okay.
We can...
Is a T?
Is it what?
One with a T?
He's... Go on.
Timotei?
Not Timotei. No. So Head and Shoulders. Use Head and Shoulders because no one wants dandruff, right? And what's the boiler stopped? What's the other one I use? It's like medical shampoo for if you get itchy scalp.
Oh, the oilatum ones.
The what?
The oilatum ones.
No, it's I thought T gel. That's it. Yeah, it's T gel. And so those are the only two I use. So I use Head and Shoulders, right? And then every now and then I get itchy scalp, bit dry. So I use the tea gel, which is a very strange concoction. It's dawned on me that I've been using the same shampoo for about 30 years. And that Head and Shoulders, man, it nukes your head. That is some severe... And so I want to get a new shampoo, but I'm really scared, OK? Because shampoo's quite... It's quite expensive, right? And I don't want to buy something that's rubbish. Yesterday, we had James Buckley in from The Inbetweeners, and he suggested this thing called Muck. And I said, well, A, that sounds expensive, and B, what does it do? He said, oh, it volumises your hair. I don't want volume in my hair.
Can't get in the supermarket, this Muck.
No, you can he probably gets it delivered by a chauffeur or something.
From a farm.
Yeah, from a farm, because he's like a movie star now, isn't it? But I don't want any more volume. If there was a hair shampoo that devolumized your hair, that turned the volume down, then I would be up for that. But I don't want to go Timotei, Yvozine, or any of that nonsense. I want a good shampoo, but something that's going to be kind to my hair and also kind to the environment, Dr. Schmollips. And I was just wondering, what shampoo do you use?
A good question. I've never used shampoo.
Oh, you are joking.
I tell you why.
Go on.
I have the same issue as you. Very dry scalp.
Yeah.
When I was young, I used to use the Head and Shoulders, and I had snow on top of my hair once I washed it.
Yeah, yeah.
And can you imagine going to school in that manner?
Oh, yeah. Of course, it was horrendous. Horrendous.
Oh, the bullying.
Yeah.
The nightmares.
Yeah.
So I stopped using it, and... Although I have a dry, itchy scalp, it never comes up on top of my hair. It helped me in the steaks with the ladies.
So hang on, you don't wash your hair?
I wash my hair, not with a shampoo.
With what, water?
Yes.
No.
Yes, sir.
No, sir.
Well, why not?
No.
Well, why?
I'm not buying that for 1 second, sir.
My wife is a witness.
Well, for the start, I don't even know you're married.
How does one prove it over the radio?
Let me sleep with her for £1 million.
No chance.
Okay. £500,000?
No money at all.
Okay, fine, for free. Excellent. You're a very generous gentleman. wasn't that... What film was that? Not Dangerous Liaisons. What film was that?
Indecent Proposal.
That was it. Wasn't that a stinker? It was Robert Redford. Of course she's going to sleep with him. Robert Redford. For free.
It's a no-brainer.
No. I don't believe you.
Well, I'm afraid you're not... Well, I can't do anything about that.
Because there are some people... there are some people... Oh, look, but now... Why is Paul kicking off?
My wife's shouting across from the room.
Why are they kicking off on Twitter at me? Right, ignore Twitter. Right. There are these people that don't wash their hair at all, and they say that it self-cleanses. I don't buy that for a second.
I tell you what, there's another solution to it.
Go on.
I do this. It's a very Indian, sort of South Asian thing to do. Get coconut oil.
Yeah.
Oil your hair, leave it for a few hours, go and wash it.
Yeah.
Smells lovely. It then doesn't volumise your hair.
All right.
It's nice and smooth.
Right, I'll give that a go. Brilliant. Anyway, is that what you called in for, to tell us about shampoo? Thank you, Dr. Schmollips.
I say good night.
And that phone call ended. Sarah!
Hello?
That was weird, wasn't it?
It was strange. Is it Robert Redford, the main character in Indecent Proposal?
What did I say?
I don't know. Is that, isn't it Robert Redford?
Robert Redford, Demi Moore and Woody Harrelson.
Would you sleep with Robert Redford for £1 million?
Yes, I flipping would!
Filmed?
Do you know what? I would, because it'll be... I would. Of course I would, because he's a good-looking bloke and my mum would be so proud of him.
You'd probably make a bit more money on it.
Yeah, exactly. And what points on the...
interviews afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Yeah. What you got for us, Sarah? I'm getting loads of people getting stroppy with me on Twitter. What's going on? Why is everyone getting angry with me?
Torn sometimes is difficult to infer over Twitter, I think.
When someone says F'em, hashtag nothing without listeners, and it's directed to me and Kath, I take that. I think the
say in a light-hearted tone, it might change, maybe.
F'em, hashtag nothing without listeners.
I mean, anybody who makes the point with a hashtag
take it with a pinch of salt, I would have said.
Yeah. And why is everyone having a pop at me today on Twitter? What the
you
hell?
You do wind people up sometimes.
But do you know what? I'm really trying today. I don't think I have wound anybody up today. Sometimes I wind people up. I'll give you that. Of course I do, Sarah. Yeah, of course I do. But I haven't wound anybody up for ages.
Maybe not intentionally.
Oh, God, what have I done? What have I done?
I don't know. Sometimes you say things and even I...
Oh.
Wince.
Yeah.
But give you the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. Like what? What have I said? What have I said tonight that's made you wince?
It wasn't me. Well, tonight you haven't. Last night there was a couple of things. But intentionally, you would never offend anybody in a minority group. But I just don't know whether sometimes, just even maybe, for some people, if you say particular things,
right,
highlight.
Let's stop skirting around the issue. Tell me what I said, because this is the only way I can improve as a human being.
Right. Well, it didn't irk me. It didn't wind me up. I thought last night's show was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
It's maybe when you define people by the way they look.
Okay, go on. Go on. For example.
Disabled.
Right. What do you mean?
I think last night, within about, 3 minutes,
yeah,
you said black people. I think it was on about Rita Ora last night, and you said, I didn't know she was black, factually.
No, she's not black.
I thought she was black.
Yeah.
And again, I think it's because of political correctness gone mad, because even I was thinking, is it positive discrimination, like James Buckley said last night?
Yeah.
Where you kind of...
But we're allowed to say black people in this country, aren't we?
I just don't know whether for some people, and even myself, I have to kind of thought about it afterwards.
Oh, God. What's going on with this world?
I would love to be able to not define people by the way they look.
But we do. If you get mugged, right, you're going to go, basically, right, what did they look like? Well, it was a bloke, he was white, he was about 6'2", I would say he was probably in his early 20s. You describe them. It's a description. Oh, so where's she gone? What have you done with her? Where has she gone? Oh, she's gone. What's going on? The phones are going to cock tonight, right? I don't know what's going on, right? And we may have no phones for the rest of the show. It doesn't matter. We'll turn it off and turn it on again. But if you're giving me strop on Twitter because we've not called you back, right, get a life. I think you're back now, Sarah.
Yes, I'm here.
The phones are gone. I don't know what is going on with the phones tonight. The whole of Talk Radio is collapsing. I know in America they don't they say African Americans, but we still say black. We don't say coloured anymore, which is probably a good thing.
Well,
but we say,
I think the terminology, I think it's black minority ethnic, which again mouthful. I think it's that thing, we try that much to be politically correct and show that we're aware that sometimes, even myself, you think to yourself, oh, should I say that? Should I not say that? It's not offensive to me. It's not offensive to any of my friends. But I just don't know whether sometimes people maybe grasp onto the things that you say.
Here we go. 0844 499 1000. Is it offensive? Because maybe I'm aware, Sarah, that I am becoming a dinosaur. And I don't want to be like my mum. My mum still uses the P word, right? And yeah, well, you know, she yeah, that's that one. And she's old and she is not very well, and that's not to defend what she's saying,
but in the nicest sense of the word.
She is sometimes in sometimes she's not with it, right, okay, and her mind is elsewhere, let's just say. She has similar symptoms sometimes to Alzheimer's in terms of memory and stuff like that and stuff. So she uses language that's inappropriate, and I'm aware that I will probably at some point be using language that's inappropriate without meaning to be inappropriate. But 0844 499 1000, it's all right to call people black, isn't it, if they're black? I think.
The point I've actually phoned up to make,
yeah, go
was,
on.
Out of all the people who've died since midnight at the start of this year,
yeah,
of all the celebrities, like we've had Prince, yesterday Victoria Wood, we've had Bowie, we've had Rickman, out of all of them, who has affected you the most? And Kath as well. I think Kath would be Victoria Wood, perhaps.
Do you know what? No,
who is it? You know when you wake up and you think, oh, yeah, what? Bowie, I wasn't bothered, R.I.P.
Yeah.
But Victoria Wood.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What's all that about?
I wasn't... 62. Well, 62, no, age still. I'm looking at a picture of her now. I used to see her when I lived in Muswell Hill. I used to see her shopping in Muswell Hill. I'm not a massive fan of any of the people that have passed away. I used to be a big Paul Daniels fan. But
oh, Daniels. My sister and I were trying to think. Who was the other...
He was. But player? I'm not a massive fan of any of the people that died. If one of the monkeys goes, you know, we're taking the night off.
Yeah.
But the one that hit me the most, and not because I particularly liked him or anything, was David Guest.
Oh, Guest man.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the... Oh, he was one enough. And again, you like... With all the Big Brother thing, you know, David's dead. You think it's just a, you know, something that's gone viral. Someone put something on Twitter.
Yeah.
That hurt deep.
Yeah. Well, Sarah, listen, I've got to move on because I'm really late for a break and we're still trying to sort the phones out, so I don't know what's going on. But thank you for that. 0844 499 1000.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Well, okay. So, have we got phones or have we not got phones? We may or may not. Here's the thing, guys. And I'm feeling it too. I'm feeling it too. Right? I was in a bad mood when I came in. I was a little bit snappy with Kath, and I took myself outside for a walk. And I went for a walk along the river, and I phoned a good friend of mine, and I had a chat, and I said, I'm feeling out of sorts, and I'm feeling angry for some reasons, but not really a proper reason. Right? And my friend talked me down a little bit from the edge. Right? And I'm guessing that everyone... That is a weird vibe. It's a weird vibe, and I'm glad it's not just me. But I'm guessing everyone that's having a pop on Twitter is part of that as well. May I make a suggestion, Twitter people? Naff off. I'm joking. Before you send me an angry tweet, right, and I've been called all kinds of things the last couple of days, right, just think for a second, look at it, think for a second, maybe show it to someone and go, should I really be calling him the C word? Or should I really be slagging him and Kath off for not calling me back when I phoned up a few minutes ago and they promised they'd call back and they've not called back? Should I really be effing and jeffing and doing hashtags, having a pop at them for that? The way this phone-in show is working at the moment, and it may change, but this is the way it works, right? You phone in 0844 499 1000, you'll speak to Id or you'll speak to Kath. And there is a very strong chance, because we're not exactly spoiled for choice, there is a very strong chance you will get back on. You might get back on immediately. You might get back on in 20 minutes. You might get back on in 40 minutes. Right? No one can start elbowing their way to the front, shouting privilege and demanding to be on. And also, we've tried to phone some of you back, but I can see them doing it because it comes up on my screen. The phone system is knackered tonight. It's being held together by a bit of chewing gum and some string. So don't start getting stroppy, because you know what? You won't get on if that's the attitude. And just because you've been calling me... All right, well, I want to speak to Paul. I want to speak to Paul. He can't wait all night. Time is money. I can't hear you. Yeah, you're not answering your phone, Paul. So, don't... Dial him up now, because Paul's listening. So dial him up now. Let's put him on now. Oh, Jesus. The phone system's not working. Who's this online? Hello, who's this?
Is that me?
Yeah, is that you?
Oh, yes, it's, you mentioned the stuff about, the minorities. And I'm, trans. And the thing is, with all these words, the terminology changes over time as people get to know it. For example, with trans stuff, in the space of about 10 years, it's gone from transsexual, transgender, trans, and the medical terms have got, like, gender identity disorder, which has become gender dysphoria, which has become gender incongruence.
Right.
And I think the other part, which is more important, is that people like us, we need to get used to surviving in a hostile environment.
Right.
And my friend died Sunday.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What happened, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, she was about 25 months into her transition.
Yeah.
And she felt trapped because she was working full-time presenting as male. She'd never really got to the part of social transition. The medical side of there never really helped people do that. And, yeah, she did better off herself.
I missed that. She killed herself, did she?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm really sorry to hear that. That's sad, isn't it?
And she was only 22 as well.
Yeah, that's terrible.
In this country, what they do is they want to see evidence of social transition before they give you hormones and stuff.
What do you mean? Now, because listen, I am an old dinosaur. What do you mean by social transition? What's that?
So, dressing as who you are. So, for example, me and I, you know, wear female clothes and stuff.
Right.
And actually go out of the house to show that you are strong enough and prepared to do that. Because, as evidence shows, if you're not taking that step, you can end up feeling trapped.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's lots of changes. But what I got thinking, though, is that why don't they help people get the strength? Because there's various things like mindfulness stuff you can do.
So what sort of... This is completely unknown territory to me. It's Olivia, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, the name's just come up on my screen now. We're having terrible trouble with the phone tonight. So what sort of thing... First of all, who are they that could be helping, and what sort of things could they be doing to help?
Well, I'm referring to the gender clinics. The people specialise in gender care.
Yeah.
And while being trans isn't a mental condition... There are other, like, social anxiety and stuff that can develop if you're not careful.
Yeah.
For me, I was lucky. I was quite strong, and I discovered meditation and mindfulness, which helped me get the strength and the courage to deal with life and turn my life around, which I've done in the last 5 years. But I know I've spoken to lots of people which don't have that strength, and they're lost. And I can't help thinking that it would not only save money but save lives if health providers actually helped people. Find with tools to help them cope in this very hard.
The thing about mindfulness is it doesn't cost anything, does it? Because it's dead simple. I mean, I've got an app on my phone. I don't do it anymore because I did have to subscribe. I do TM instead. But and I've heard it mentioned that mindfulness would be helpful. It would be helpful to everyone to do it. You know, whatever they're going through, it just takes away a little bit of the stress, even if it's just for 10 minutes. It is a helpful thing. So you would think that would be there would be routes to that would be more available to everyone. You know, going to on the NHS.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Olivia? Is that an appropriate question? I'm aware that I'm aware that there are people listening tonight who want to take offence at anything I say, right? And so I'm probably going to ask something that is me wading in with my size 10 boots, and I apologise, but it comes from a place of love. How are things going for you?
Well, for me personally, I'm 6 months on oestrogen, and I'm getting to the point where I'm starting to, enjoy life. I've gone down from full-time work to part-time work, so I have time to get back to education and get back to doing things I like and find who I really am and enjoying life. I'm in a good place.
Well, that you can't say further than that, and I'm really pleased for you. And you say you're in transition. Is that the phrase?
Yeah.
How long does transition last?
Well, the problem is it depends on the person, because the actual treatment you have, it very much depends on what you need. For example, there's... a person does talking therapy in Wales called Alex Drummond, who is a non-medical transition.
Yeah.
And she has a beard and stuff. And she's very big advocate on things like genderqueer and third gender and stuff.
What was that, genderqueer?
Yeah.
Right, what does that mean?
Well, it's people that don't feel they fit into what's male or female. Somewhere in the middle.
This is the thing I was saying earlier on, Olivia, that in the future, you won't have the box, you've got a form, are you male or female or transgender? You know, it will be like a sort of sliding scale.
Yeah.
Where you can kind of go, you can kind of go, well, actually, I think I'm sort of more over here, but a little bit over here. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, honestly, for me, the idea is to get rid of the text box and just have a picture. Because in the picture, you can see what that person is all about, just by looking at them.
Yeah.
Because it's all about expression.
What do you mean? No. You can see what just by looking at them?
Well, if you have a photograph of someone, you can kind of get an idea of what they're about.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I agree. What do you mean by what they're about?
Well, in terms of gender.
I don't think you... No, you can't. No. I disagree.
You can read with a masculine, feminine, or in the middle
yeah.
to some degree.
Yeah, yeah, well...
And there's various cues you can do, like your hair and your makeup and your clothing.
Yeah, oh, no, I see. Oh, OK, I know, I get what you're saying.
It's a very wide band and fluid thing that... Yeah. Words don't really capture it.
I think we're getting that way. Olivia, it's nice to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks very much for calling in and putting up with my dumb questions.
It's all right.
Ta-ta.
Bye.
0844 499 1000.
Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Tell you what, guys, it's a strange one tonight. It's about to get a whole lot stranger. Yes, Paul.
Yo, how you doing?
I'm pissed off with you, mate, if I'm completely honest.
Mate, I'm sorry, I've got to get up at 6 a.m. But don't be angry at me, like, I'm just being honest.
Well, you're not being honest, you're being rude.
Okay, well, listen, I apologise if I'm being rude.
Here we go, let's look at the tweets. Feeling a bad beat from Ian Lee and Proper Kath. Called a few times to the show and no return call as promised. Hashtag WMitis.
Yeah, that's WMitis when you phone up WM and don't call you back.
Well, we've been ostracised. F 'em. Yeah. Let's move on. Hashtag nothing without listeners. Listeners spelt incorrectly.
That was banter between me and my mate.
Proper Kath isn't so proper.
That's a banter as well. Like, just
can't wait all night. Time is money.
Sorry, I've got to be up at 6 a.m. for work.
I couldn't give a stuff.
I love listening to you, right? Well, can you be on a bit earlier? Can you give me on to 9 till 11 or something, please?
No.
OK, well, I'll keep listening till 1 o'clock in the morning, then.
You know, you don't have to listen. I'm not asking
you. Yes, I do, because you're a legend.
Yeah. But then you say stuff that's rude about my mate.
OK, cool.
And you have a pop at me. FM, let's move on. And, Paul.
Yeah.
You ruined a live show that I did. You ruined it, right?
Right.
And yet I still allow you to call this show and take part and have fun. It was you and your mate. You're right. Thank you. Yeah. You and your mate turned up steaming drunk to a live show I did, shouted all the way through it. Then when I was out there afterwards meeting some really nice people, you were shouting and hogging the limelight there. And at no point did I kick you out or tell you to shut up. I stood there and I listened to you and I talked to you again and again and again, and I had my pictures taken with you, and then I met your wife, and I stayed around a lot later than I needed to, and you start giving me and my friend Jip on Twitter because we don't call you back for 20 minutes. Do you know what I'm saying, Paul?
Yeah, man, I've been brewing just right there, man. Yeah. Okay.
So what I'm going to suggest is that we leave it for tonight.
Okay.
And we have a think about it, and we have a think about whether we want to carry on a relationship. And I mean that because I had every right to be absolutely furious with you, and I was furious, but I bit it down because I could see, you know, what was going on. I could see there was other stuff going on. And then to see you having a pop on Twitter at me and my mate because we didn't call you back. We've tried to call you back. The phones haven't been working. Your phone wasn't ringing. And we'll call you back or not when we decide to call you back or not.
I know.
All right.
That was more banter with me, mate, to be honest.
Okay, well, just have a little think about your banter next time, Paul, all right?
Right, you are.
Speak to you soon. Take care. Ta-ta. Yeah, I know. That's what I thought. That was... Don't speak to Kath like that. Oh, Ed, you've not got it yet. Your time's coming. Your Twitter profile is quite low. Your time will come. You're still the new boy, but your time
just don't read out my Twitter name for the next wee while, please. Don't tweet me in.
The thing is, that night I'm referring to, right, it was such a tricky night. And I gave nothing but time and love to that man. And he's... So, you know, and you're not banned. It's not banning. I just want you to think about stuff, man. Seriously. John's on the line. And that was tricky for me to do. If that was uncomfortable for him, it was uncomfortable for me as well. Blimey. Yes, John.
Hello, Cass.
Sorry?
Cass. Is that Catherine?
It's Ian. Turn the radio off.
Sorry, it's on the light box. Hold on. Give me 2 seconds.
Oh, blimey.
Shut up! It's off.
Excellent stuff. What have you got for us?
I just want to say, I want to take your corner here. You know, I love you. Not in that way. But I think you're brilliant. And all these moaners calling in tonight, they're having a laugh, mate. They're having a giraffe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know... It's just, I can't believe that Paul there, the cheek of it.
Well?
The cheek of it.
Have we spoken before, John?
I was on a few weeks ago, I was talking about,
no.
It wasn't the Grand National, was it? Was it the Grand National? Did I ring you, was it you I rung up about the Grand National where I said I requested my horse to be shot?
It may well have been, yes.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. I was talking about the pot banks when I was making all the pottery.
Right. Okay.
And yeah, I just wanted to ring up and say you're a good man, an honourable man.
Yeah. Well, you're very kind, and I'm aware. Listen. There is stuff that has been going on behind the scenes, right? Imagine the scenes here.
Where's the scenes?
Well, the scenes are like the
front. It's in Skegness.
No. It's here in Talk Radio.
Is that in Skegness?
No, it's in it's in London. It's in Waterloo.
Is that near Skegness?
Yes.
Okay, carry on.
Right, and behind those scenes in Skegness, there is stuff going on. Okay, and it's being brought to my attention that some of the people having a pop on Twitter are probably connected to that situation. And just to say, and I'm just going to say this, that all of the evidence that we have, emails. And Twitter things and stuff like that will be forwarded on to management and to the police. I'm just putting that out there.
Well, they deserve it, you know, they deserve it. And I just want to say that I love this show, Ian. It's me life, I love this show.
Well,
I've got a tribute.
Yes, okay, let's have it.
Because of all the death.
Yeah, oh, God.
That's generally, that's happening. But, you know, normally I don't care about all the death.
No.
Because it reminds me of what's coming for me.
Yeah.
And when David Bowie died, my friend Alf, he said to me, yes. I just don't understand. And I said to him, you know, well, he used to be alive and now he's dead. And
what?
And anyway, this is for the man who died tonight.
Yeah.
There you go.
Perfect. Chantelle.
Hello.
I've got no idea what the hell is going on today.
I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about.
Nor do I.
I was basically calling a woman rung, and she made reference to your comment about Rita Ora.
Oh yeah. Well yeah. I thought she was black. It turns out she isn't. And we are debating whether it sounds like LBC. I just asked, is it still okay to say describe people as black?
Well, this is what I was calling about. I've never met a black person in my life who takes offence by being referred to as black. They refer to themselves as black, and I think to refer to someone who is black as anything other than that would be offensive.
Well, some black people, and this is, I'm an old man now. I'm not the hip young 20-something lefty that I still think I am. I'm an old man, okay, that's trying to do the best thing. But I know that a minority of black people refer to themselves using the N-word, but it would be inappropriate for me to say that word. Yes. I kind of don't necessarily go along with that. I would never call anyone that, but I think if I were to say that word now, personally, I don't see there's a problem with it, but I see that some people do. And I also know that we used to call black people coloured people in this country. And that language evolved, and so we don't use that term anymore. Even though I don't think it was used, I could be wrong, I don't think it was used as an insult. You know, it was just what we said. It was a descriptive word again. But, so I don't know where I'm going with that thought, really. I don't think black is wrong.
I've never found anyone who finds it offensive. I just wanted to clear it up, because then you start talking about political correctness, and then you find people who try to be politically correct end up saying, you know, offensive terms.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've never met someone who refers to himself as a black minority or ethnic. You know what I mean? A black minority.
I don't think that anybody apart from says, yeah, well, I'm black. Was it BME? Isn't it?
That's a band that's used for, you know, in recruiting terms, or, you know, for a specialist scheme for positive discrimination. Yeah. I've never met anyone who refers to himself as that. So I just basically wanted to ring so that you then don't try and become inoffensive by saying something that someone's told you should be inoffensive when really it is.
Yeah. It's confusing, isn't it? And I think we should... And people say, well, political correctness, I hate political correctness. Actually, political correctness is a good thing, right? It's there to protect people from being bullied. Basically, in a nutshell, that's what it's for. It's to stop people using words and history and power, perceived power, over other people to so that they feel bad and less than. So, you know, it's kind of a good thing. But I'm also aware that I'm an old man and that I don't know what we're meant to say about certain things these days, particularly when it comes to transgender. I don't know what the correct term is, and I'm not one of those people that's there sniggering, you know, at what's going on. I accept it and I respect it, and you know, but I don't know what the terminology is, which is why it was nice to talk to, I think it was Olivia earlier on, and who filled in some of the gaps. So, Chantel, nice to talk to you. Thank you very much. Dermot.
All right, that's okay.
Yeah?
I'm here. I was just going on about the same thing. How can you be sure what is offensive? I'm white, so I don't really want to speak about what is offensive to other colour of people, but or ethnicities.
Yeah.
But it's really hard, I think, today to define what is offensive. To me, I would always try if I'm white, I would consider somebody as black that they are black. We can't call them African Americans if they're from England, and you know the way to do in America seems to be a lot of people try.
It's like, for example, I'm going to use a word that I wouldn't normally use, but would you possibly be offended if I called you a Mick, wouldn't you?
Not really. I get called Paddy all the time.
Oh.
You know, my name's not Paddy. It doesn't bother me. I know a few parties.
Well, there you go. Dermot, listen, I've got to move on. I appreciate that. We'll speak again, I'm sure. 0844 499 1000. We'll try taking calls straight to air after the news, but I've got no idea what's going to happen.
Talk radio.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. I don't think... It's the full moon tomorrow, I think. So this is the build-up. Is it tonight or tomorrow? It's tonight. Okay. When you say tonight, do you mean now? Six, how can you have the full moon? He's just whispered in my ear, the full moon is at 6 a.m. Are you crazy? By the way, does anyone else find the daytime moon weird? Always daytime moon. Anyway, we're going to try and take your calls straight to air. It could be a complete and utter car crash. 0844 499 1000. Don't dial it yet. We'll tell you when after the news.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
It is getting the clip. Give me the thumbs up when you got it. It'll take a minute, right? Prince Charles doesn't know how to do three cheers. Did you hear that? Prince Charles, have you got it, right? Prince Charles is doing three cheers for his mum, right? Because she's 90. Brilliant, right? He doesn't know how to do three cheers. Play the clip, Id.
Hip, hip, hip.
What?
Hip, hip, hip.
No.
Hip, hip, hip.
No. 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 It's wrong. Hip, hip, hip. It's
It's hip.
He's just adding an extra hip because he's so hip.
He's never done it before in his life. Hip. That's how you do it. Hip. What? When he did the first hip, everyone should have gone, what the... What? Hip. What?
You hear the first one? There's a few quizzical quizzicals. Hey, yeah. Right?
Hip. Yeah.
Didn't you hear the first?
Is there any way we can? And this may be beyond your intelligence level. And by that, I mean in terms of your level here at work, not your brain intelligence. You're a very bright man. Is there any way we can get that clip clean without the bed underneath it?
I will go find it for you.
May God bless you for that, because that would make me so happy. Prince Charles, line one. Prince Charles can't do hip.
Hello.
Hello, line one.
I was just going to talk a bit about... I didn't think I'd ever ring into this show to be talking about political correctness, because it's so LBC, but since we're on the topic...
We're on the topic. The thing about this show is it's like a conversation, and this is just where the conversation has ended up.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. I sort of got the misfortune of being a student, so I sort of seeing political correctness at its worst, and I sort of agree with you. I think it started off as a good thing.
Yeah.
But it's now got to the point where people use it to shut down opinions they don't like.
Yeah, yeah.
And you see it a lot of times on campus and stuff. And now it's mainly a left-wing thing. But now you've got left-wing people who are turning on other left-wing people. You see it with feminism, where they don't like that feminist because she doesn't preach the right sort of feminism. And she doesn't say the right things, or she doesn't agree with this, or she doesn't agree with that. And it's like the National Union of Students, which is supposedly represents us, yesterday elected the new president, and 2 years ago she would not support a motion to condemn ISIS because she thought it was Islamophobic.
Well, now, is that actually true? I remember the story.
Is it actually true,
or is that just a Daily Mail made-up story?
No, it's true. It even made the student papers, which are pretty sort of fair. What actually happened, it was October 2014 when it happened.
Yeah.
And then it took her until something like December to finally sort it out.
Well, but she did condemn them eventually.
Eventually, but then she is completely anti-Jewish, and it's sort of with
who's anti-Jewish? The NUS.
This woman I'm trying. It's Malia somebody.
Oh, wait, hang on a second. Hang on a second. Right, because she's not here to defend herself, so we've got to be careful, right? I don't want you libelling anybody. I don't want us to get into trouble. But you can't just say that she's completely anti-Jewish. And I don't know the woman.
She did say that it's on record.
The thing is, we've got to be careful because she's not here to defend herself. And I would be very surprised if she was completely anti-Jewish. Maybe anti the state of Israel, which a lot of people are, and is a different thing altogether.
Well, what I'll say, I won't say what she said. I'll just say look into it, because that's probably the best thing to do. Because like you say, I don't want to say and get something a little bit wrong that she did say.
Yeah, all right.
Well, but there's one more thing, because we were talking about Twitter with offence and stuff.
Yeah.
And people say things and abuse and stuff, and it's difficult, because I think for someone like me, it's easy that I can either just give it back both barrels or shut the Twitter down. But for you, because you're trying to run this radio station, you need to promote it. You can't just switch off.
I would love to. I would love to close my Twitter account, and I can't because I need it for work.
Yeah, exactly. But then what I usually do is if someone gives it to me, I'll sort of give it back both barrels or rate their abuse out of 10 and let them know how good it was and sort of give them tips to improve in the future.
What's your name, Fred? I don't think I got your name.
It's Elliot.
Elliot. All right, Elliot. Listen, I'm going to move on, but I appreciate that. Thank you very much indeed. And well done. Thank you, Elliot. That was an excellent call.
Hip.
See, it just doesn't... It just...
Hip.
You know, I mean, really. Line two, you're on the wireless.
Annoying.
Hip.
Hooray.
Yee. We got for us, Manny. This...
really good show last night.
And not so good tonight?
No.
Different.
I think you should bring James on it.
James Buckley. He was good, wasn't he? What a nice bloke.
He was.
What a nice bloke. He'll come. We'll get him on again.
Very down to earth. Nothing like his character at all.
Hip. Yeah, it's called acting.
I know.
That's what they do.
Some of them are a bit, give it a bit large, don't they, sometimes?
Hip. He's giving it large there. He doesn't know how to do hip.
I get called Stevie Wonder sometimes. I don't mind.
Why, are you a piano player?
Yeah, the
go on. So we're all tired.
The black singer.
The black singer, yeah. Stevie Wonder, the black singer.
One. The blind one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get called Stevie Wonder. I don't mind.
But it would be inappropriate for me, because for those who don't know, Manny's blind, right? It would be inappropriate for when, if you phoned up for me to go, here he comes, here's Stevie Wonder. That would be inappropriate.
I don't mind. I am brown, but light brown.
But you're. I would probably from your name and from your accent, I would say you're Asian.
Yeah, Sikh.
Sikh. Oh, there we go. Right.
Yeah. But
so I would say, well, I mean, I would probably describe you as Asian instead of using a colour. But I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't have a problem with, you know, if I had to go into detail, if I was doing an EFIT, I would say, yeah, kind of light brown. Kind of. I'm guessing.
Yeah. No, I mean.
Go on.
Spit it out. When they used to say coloured.
Yeah.
Right. Where did I heard it somewhere anyway? They said you shouldn't say coloured, you should say black.
Yeah, we don't say coloured anymore.
Yeah, that's
but I don't think. But again, I mean, it's easy for me to say I'm a white middle class middle aged bloke. Would anyone really be offended if someone said? Well, actually, I've heard people be offended at the word coloured. So,
Why do you keep saying you're old? I'm 46.
Yeah, mate. Well, you're ancient. if I'm old, Manny, you are ancient, buddy.
Hip.
We didn't get anywhere with the shampoo. This is a genuine concern tonight, dear listener. It's a genuine concern. Do you know what we're going to do? Actually, I've just... Ed, here we go.
Hi.
And remind me, I keep having these ideas for themed shows. So we are going to have women only calling in.
Mm-hmm.
Cue lots of blokes going, hello, my name is Mary. Which should be fun. That's fine. These people try and sneak through and that's fine. And we're going to have a show as well where it's just phone calls. This computer is going to be off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to bring the computer in. I don't want the text machine up here. I don't want email. I don't want any of that. It's just going to be phone calls. Like the old days. There'll be none of this.
Hip.
There'll be no Twitter. There'll be no Periscope. No Ian at ianlee.com emails. No texts. None of that. Just be me, a microphone, and the phone calls.
Just like a retro radio
just
night.
Just like the olden days, guys. That's what we're going to do. We'll see how that goes. Remind me. We'll do that in a couple of weeks. If you want to give us a call tonight, though, you're more than welcome. We're taking calls straight to air. 7 pence a minute, plus access charge. Costs considerably more if you're calling from a mobile. 0844 499 1000.
Late night conversation. Worth losing sleep over.
Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Well... Ed, can you come and do the... Come in here. Turn this microphone on. Come in here for a second, Ed. So we're, 0844 499 1000. Can you do that thing? I didn't tell you to sit. Can you do that thing where you get rid of the light on the outer rim for me, please?
No worries.
We have the most... The reason I'm asking that is not because I'm, you know... We have the most complicated... I can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11... About 10 or 11 buttons on there. 11 buttons. Absolutely. To control the lights. And these can't dim. These are at this level, aren't they? The ones that...
They're either on or off.
All right, beautiful. Let's just see what the vibe this creates. I'm just feeling something... I've just made the studio a little bit darker. I was about to say it won't affect you. Well, it will do if you're listening to the show, because I think it's going to just change the mood of the show even more. It's been... If you've just tuned in... It's been a weird one, guys. It's been a weird one. Full moon. So the full moon's at six. That means we're going to... Tonight and tomorrow night. Tomorrow night will probably be a strange one as well. And I felt it. As I say, I came into work. I had a stinking mood. 0844-499-1000 if you want to call straight to air. And you can call in and do what you want, by the way. You can call in and talk about what we've talked about, whether the word black is acceptable, different shampoos. You can do a silly noise. You can play a recording down the phone. Don't do it on speakerphone because it doesn't sound great. Just hold the phone close to the thing you're doing. You can do any of that stuff now. This is your time, guys. Be creative. You can play a bit of talk sport down the phone to us if you want. And you do whatever you want. 0844-499-1000. But it has been a very, very tense show. And I say, when I came into work, I had a massive cob on. I knew it, and I was being short with Kath, because she's short. And I took myself out of that environment. I went for a walk in the Thames. I went and had a little walk along the river, and I phoned up a friend of mine. I said, "Paul, I'm not feeling good. I'm feeling really angry, and I don't quite know why." And he talked me down a little bit. But so tonight's show has been weird. So we're all in a weird place. It's fine. It's, you know, we can celebrate that. I'm unfollowing you. You do nothing. Oh, I don't. Oh. I'm unfollowing you. You do nothing but reply to negative people instead of simply ignoring. Too negative and defensive, sorry. Do you know what I've done there?
Have you replied to him by any chance?
I've replied to going, no, I don't. Oh. that's childish. That's childish, but it's also made me laugh. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Is that me?
Yeah, it's you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I think I know why you're so tense.
Go on.
Partly because I think you're getting old.
And what?
You're getting old.
I'm getting old. I thought you said getting married. I thought, no. What do you know? No. I don't know. Yes, I'm getting old. Yeah, definitely.
You're getting old.
Yeah.
And because I've listened to every one of these shows so far.
Yeah.
And I notice, because as I am of the Chinese ethnicity,
okay,
I notice just a lot of Chinese accents coming through.
Okay.
So, what I think you need to do
is
just close your eyes, take a deep breath, and do your best Bruce Lee impression.
My best Bruce Lee impression.
Mm.
You ready for this?
Go for it.
Don't think. Feel. It is like a finger pointing away to the moon. Don't concentrate on the finger or you will miss all the heavenly glory. Enter the Dragon. Bruce Lee, 1973. Boom. Have some of that. That was good, wasn't it, mate?
Thank you.
You're very welcome, mate. Ta-ta. Thank you very much indeed. I was expecting to get told off then. Good film, Enter the Dragon. Yeah. I used to love Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee was my first obsession. Really violent films. And my parents would let me watch them at the age of 11. At the age of 11. Ah, dearie, dearie, mate. 0844. Thank you for that, mate. 0844. I don't think we're doing lots of Chinese accents, have I? Let's try... line one. Yes, line one.
Oh, Mr. Lee, how are you, old chap?
I'll be glad when this one's down. This one's down and done and put to bed. And
really?
Yeah. But, you know, I would like to be listening to this at home. I wouldn't like to be presenting this. Oh, hang on. I am.
Oh, I'm sorry for having a bad day. I'm calling you from Albuquerque, New Mexico, Ian.
Wowzers. Not Edinburgh.
No, not Edinburgh, I'm afraid.
Wowzers.
No, what's dusty, deserty Albuquerque.
Yeah, well, fantastic. Well, what are you doing there?
Well, I work out here. I have a family, a wife, two children.
Yep, that's a family. Yep.
Came over to the States about 15 years ago. Lived in Chicago for 10 years.
Yeah,
and now I'm living over here in Albuquerque.
Well, there's a song about Albuquerque.
You should have turned left at Albuquerque.
No, it's a David Cassidy song. What is it?
Well, you know there's that Prefab Sprout song as well.
Oh, yes. The jumping fast.
About Elvis. Hot dog jumping fast. Albuquerque.
Is it hot dog jumping fast?
I don't know.
I thought it was jumping
like
for. Hot dog jumping for.
You're probably right, but it's like one of those lyrics you always get wrong.
Here we go. Listen to this. Here we go.
Crazy little rag doll, her hair was wild and tossed, and I put my arm around her,
because I knew that she was lost.
She didn't.
You ready? Here we go. It's worth
anyone
it.
Anyone was near, till suddenly she turned to me and whispered in my ear.
Ba-ba-dum-bum!
Point me in the direction of Albuquerque.
There we go.
That was beautiful, Ian.
Thank you very much.
I really appreciate that. I've been enjoying your show for many years.
Well, you're very
and,
kind.
I think I last called in when you're an absolute. Oh, wow, it's been a while.
That was 5-6 years ago, man. Well, I hope you're doing well since then.
No, I am. I've missed you. I listened to a little bit of the Three Counties radio when I could on download. But you do a great job and love to listen to you. And I normally listen to you at night, but I thought I'd give you a call today. And it seems like you're struggling a little bit.
It's a weird one today, man. It's a weird one. But it's a full moon and it's a strange vibe. But it doesn't matter. Oh, I'm being told it's Jumping Frog.
Is it really?
Hot dog jumping frog.
Can you remember the video, though? It's like a hot dog jumping around a swing pool.
Oh, well, then that's misleading. If they're going to use some of the imagery but not all of the imagery, then that's unfair.
Was it meant to be like an acid trip or something? I don't know.
Well, possibly. Listen, we've got loads of calls coming in. It's nice to talk to you. Thank you very much all the way from Albuquerque, guys. Thank you for that. Line 2, you're on the wireless.
Wagwan, Ian, it's Rashid.
Hey, Rashid, how's it going, man? You're right.
Rashid, I just feel like rolling my R's today for some reason. is it discriminatory to
That's not rolling your R's.
No, rolling like Jonathan Ross.
No, but that's not rolling your R's. There is a phrase for that. I can't remember what the rolling your R's is when you go rolling your R's. I can't do it.
I don't feel like saying respectfully and leap on the radio.
But there's but here's the thing, right? There's a word for that, and I can't think what the word is. But there will also be some people who will be offended by that. Isn't that funny?
That's what I'm thinking. Politically correct to do this?
Well, no, probably not. But the whole political correctness thing is a mistake, because
it's
crying out
loud. Rashid,
who talks like that?
It's the
football manager, doesn't he? The England football manager.
Yes. I mean, it's a game of two. The lads been out there. They've tried to. They've come out with the result. You know, at the end of the day.
Yeah, there will be people. I'll get tweets in a minute saying, "How dare you let this bloke come on and take the Mickey out of people with a speech impediment?" Oh, crying out!
Well, they could take the Mickey out of me as well. Could take the Mickey out of me.
Nothing to take the Mickey out of you for.
Ian, have you learned? Have you got YouTube there?
Yes, mate.
I mean, have you ever heard of the song called the LOL song, the LOL song?
Oh, it's already. It sounds awful.
The LOL song. I mean, if you go on it, it is a Russian bloke. I mean, fast forward to about 1:50, and anybody giving any grief on Twitter...
Yeah, 1:50. All right, this is what you need to play. Today. What you can't see, dear listener, is there is a guy who is clearly bald and wearing the worst wig in the world actually singing this song. Is he going to whip his wig off at the end?
I don't know, I haven't watched it to the end. Just, when anybody gives me any grief, I just play that to them. Play that to them.
Hey, Skanker. Flippin' heck. Well, Rashid, part of me wants to say thank you, and part of me wants to pretend that never actually happened. Whoa! I've got a window open somewhere. There it is. Here we go. We close that window. 0844 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. You're more than welcome to. I will be very, very pleased when tonight's show is over. No calls at the moment, guys, so if you call up, you'll get straight through. Road hump sign. You done, Kath? You know? Okay. Did you... come in here for a second. Come in here for a second. Did you hear Prince Charles doing Hip Hip Hooray?
Hip Hip Hip!
Listen to this. This is...
Hip, hip, hip.
Maybe that's...
Hip, hip, hip.
It's wrong. This is wrong.
Is that not the posh way of doing it?
Hip, hip, hip. Hip, hip, hip.
They get hip, an extra... Hip, hip. They get an extra hip.
Paid for by my bloody taxes.
An extra help in a hip, hip, hip.
What's going on out there? Why are you taking so long?
Because I'm trying to knit something together that, you know, it's a tricky one.
Isn't argumentative. Don't give them a podcast tonight.
No, I'm going to. But it's, you know, it's a full moon podcast.
Well, call it that.
I will.
Call it that. Line, say hello to line 2. Have a little breather.
Hiya, line 2.
The voice of South Yorkshire and North Derbyshire. BBC Radio Sheffield.
Yes, indeedy. It's our dog with you in the evening. Ian's called in on our topic this evening. Lawns. Hairy, shaved. How do you cut it, Ian?
I use a strimmer.
Yes.
And I go round the edges, tidy that up.
Yes.
And I leave the middle natural.
Okay, I'm going to be honest, I was looking for an ill-informed and bigoted view. Have you got anything for us?
I'm afraid I haven't, sorry.
Okay, well, say goodnight. Janine's in Scarborough. Janine, how are you this evening?
Oh, is that me?
Hiya.
Hello.
You're on air, please don't swear.
I'll try not to, but I am potty mouth.
We are talking about lawns this evening. How do you care for your lawn?
I let my husband do it.
Oh.
I think there's some things that a man's better at, and I like to sit back and let him do it.
Oh, sexist there. Sexist opinion.
Absolutely, yes. You like that, don't you?
There you go. You're listening to our dog in the evening. It's BBC Radio, and good night from me. I'm off to see some ladies.
There's your podcast. get to work. Get out there. Get to work. Line 2, you're on the wireless.
Hey, little hen, when. I can't remember the rest of the words.
Oh, for crying out loud. I got excited then. Let's have one more, then we'll have our break. Line 1, you're on the wireless.
Yesterday a morning came, a smile upon your face. Jesus, by this morning glory, silly human race. On a sailing ship to nowhere, leaving any place.
I recognise the voices.
If the summer changed to winter, yours is no disgrace.
Oh, it's yes. Thank you very much indeed. John, can someone tell me, have I got that right? That was John Anderson from Yes, I'm sure. One more, then we'll have a break. Line 2, you're on the wireless.
Hello, it's Helen.
Hello, Helen.
Hello, this is really crazy. Like, sorry, I'm quite nervous. I just want to say, I have a bit of wine tonight. I just want to say thank you, because I was suffering from a bit of depression myself, and just having you there, like, 10 to 1 every night, kind of gives me something to look forward to.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear it. Sorry, we probably didn't help much with that tonight.
No, it's been hilarious, and it's been really crazy, kind of, like, vibe. This evening, so I've been laughing all the way through. Actually, I can't stop laughing tonight just because me and my friend are having a bit of a laugh. And you know when you're just like hysterically laughing and you're just actually crying.
I haven't had that. This is sad. I haven't laughed hysterically for years. Do you remember?
Oh my God.
No, do you remember? I don't know how old you are, but do you remember when you're like 15, 16, 17, right?
Yeah.
And your mate says something really stupid. And you laugh so much that it hurts, and you want to stop laughing because it hurts so much. And like after about 3 or 4 minutes, you get your breath back, and then they just look at you and they say it again, and you just do you remember that? I missed that.
I've had that. I'm 34 years old, and I've had that all the way up until now, and I'm really lucky for that. Even though my life is boring, I've still got that in me, I think.
Oh well, that's
brilliant.
I really
hope to get it back.
I hope so. Listen, if you got that at 34, then that's absolutely fantastic. Well done. Enjoy. Treasure that.
Aww,
actually, do you know
so
what?
Much.
Actually, I have had it since. My boys sometimes do something that makes me. They did something the other day, and I can't think what it was, but I did actually get that laughter. That almost that laughter. Aww. Where it's, everything is painful because you're laughing so much.
Well, you give that to a lot of people, and I remember you from the 11 o'clock show as well, and you're absolutely, like. Aww. Hilarious. Wow. And some of the gags, I mean, it's like, you need to get that yourself. I hope you've managed to find more of those moments in your life, because you really do deserve it. And like, you know, I'm sorry, I'll let you go because I'm talking total nonsense from my life.
go and have another drink. You've been very kind, really nice. Enjoy the rest of your evening. 0844 499 1000.
The Wild Man of Late Night Radio is back.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
And there are some delightful people out there, and that's good to know. This is Ian Lee, Talk Radio, Monday to Friday. We do a podcast. It's the best of podcasts, and we record extra bits at the top and the end of it. And you can download that on iTunes or your usual podcast provider. We're going to change the way it looks. I looked at the iTunes feed today, and it's all very messy because we've not been giving them titles up until today. And I think Kath has got permission to kind of give them titles. I was trying to find the Andy Partridge one because some people in America wanted to hear it, and I was trying to point them to it, and I had to listen to, well, four. I narrowed it down to four. But we're going to start giving them titles. Which is good. Guests we got next week. Oh, next week, who have we got on? Oh, we've got Roger McGuinn from The Birds. Roger McGuinn from The Birds is coming on the show next week. How cool is that? And to, as way of research, I'm not a massive Birds fan. I like them. I respect them. And I'm intrigued by them. They're a fascinating band, right? Their history. But for research, I bought the complete box set of the Birds CDs. Should be tucking into that over the weekend. Should be tucking into that. We've got Roger McGuinn. I think David Icke is next week, but I could be wrong. I think we're recording it on the 25th. I don't know when we'll play it out. We've got someone who believes in angels next week. Who else have we got? I can't think. We've got Emma Pollock coming on soon, who's brilliant. And other people. If you want to give us a call now, you're more than welcome to. 0844 499 1000. Limmy at Daft Limmy is coming on as well at some point, probably in June. Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees is coming on in May. Mike Nesmith of the Monkees may be coming on in May. Kind of hoping that that's going to happen. We sort of had a yes, and then it's on pause a little bit, but we'll see. What have you got?
Emma Pollock as well, don't forget.
I said Emma Pollock.
All right.
Is that next week?
That was your list of, who's in.
All right, so Emma Pollock's next week. All right. David Icke, we're doing on Monday. Emma Pollock on Tuesday. The Angels Lady on Wednesday. And Roger McGuinn of the Birds is going to be on Thursday. That is pretty awesome, guys. That is pretty awesome. Road hump sign. Now, from that headline, I think you can pretty much guess where this very short yet romantic story is going to go. Police I've just read it. And I'm trying to be all, open and inclusive and, everyone's welcome and we don't pick on people and stuff like that. But police arrested weirdo Police arrested weirdo David Smith, 58, who was caught having sex with a road sign in the town of St. Petersburg in Florida. And every now and then, you'll get a story about someone trying to have sex with inanimate objects. People have sex with their cars. I can understand people falling in love with their cars. I say understand it. I mean, I don't care for cars. Will it get me there repeatedly? Yes. Is it cheap? I'll have it. Thank you. Hang on a second. Line two, you're on the wireless.
That was me singing.
Thank you very much indeed. Well, now I'm excited because someone is... You'll notice I'm obsessed with the monkeys, and there is a lot of monkey news happening because it's the 50th anniversary, and someone's just posted a clip of the...
Yes, sir.
It's the monkeys there. Anyway, they've remastered the DVDs, and it's coming out, and it's going to be beautiful. And I'm just someone's just posted a clip from the remastered DVDs, and it's got me feeling very, very excited. That's what I'm going to be doing when I go home. Is watching that. 0844 499 1000. What we like to do after midnight at the moment, and I think we'll keep it this way for a while. I don't see it changing for a while. We may, as time moves on, not do it every night. Or we might move it around a little bit. But after midnight, what we like to do, which is different from anything else that any other radio station is doing in the country, is where the calls go straight to air. So instead of speaking to, you phone up and you normally speak to Ed, or you would speak to Catherine and you'd say, my name's Steve and I want to talk about this. Okay, Steve, we'll try and call you back. That's what normally happens. This point, you can phone up and do anything. You come straight to air. Right, the phone number is 0844 499 1000, 7 pence a minute, plus access charge, considerably more for mobiles. But you come straight to air. And you can do... You can do whatever you want. I mean, the laws of the land are... You can't be libelous, can't swear, and you can't incite, like, racial hatred and violence and stuff. That's it. Apart from that, and even then, sometimes one of those three. Apart from that, you can phone up and do what you want, right? And you can literally do whatever you want. Well, it's as simple as that. And if no one calls, which is absolutely fine as well, I'll just sit here and go through yesterday's papers. Now, imagine that, yesterday's papers. Oh, here we go. Now, I quite like this morning, right, the television programme, partly because I've not been on there for a couple of years, but I used to go on there and review the papers. Oh, hang on a second. Line two?
Come on, Charlie boy.
Sorry?
Sing along, big boy.
Okay. Can you do it a little bit louder? I don't know the rap to this.
Charlie boy, hip 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 hip.
Hip hop, hippity hop. That's all I know. Put your mic up, Ed. He's gone. But you knew it.
I know enough to fuck my way through it.
You should have joined in. You should have.
If they come back, I will whack up my mic and we'll do it again.
What you should have done? Turn my mic off, whacked yours up, and that was your spotlight. That was your chance to shine, and you blew it.
I blew it. I'll never make Britain's Got Talent with this like this.
Well, you would do because you're a foreigner.
True.
They're all foreign on there. Line two, you're on the wireless.
We hope you like it. We think it's gassy.
You're pushing too hard, you're pushing on me. You're pushing too hard, what you wanted to see. You're pushing too hard about the things you say. You're pushing too hard, ever
Well, certainly pushing too hard on that poor gentleman, and I would say ease up a little bit. Give the fella a break.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Okay, I know. I know we're gonna end the show. Give me a back counted time whenever you can for when we finish. We're going to end the show a little bit differently tonight. And I think why not? Because it's been a very strange show. And it would... it's kind of fitting. Anyway, you want to give us a call? 0844 499 1000. Thank you very much, Eva. That's an easy one to do because then I just go... Okay. So, this morning is a show that I'm a fan of. And I like... the Philip Schofield has always been absolutely delightful to me, as has Holly Willoughby. The few times that I've worked with them. But I think I can hear the bottom of a barrel being scraped. Viewers, I always skim read these stories, and when I start getting to the detail, it makes me laugh. 0844 499 1000. Viewers, it's got the word cancer in it, but don't bear with me. It's still. Viewers were in floods of tears when This Morning held its first live wedding. Its first live wedding. The implication being, we might have more. Cancer survivor Annie Kane, 40, married her partner of 7 years, Gareth Lewis, on a boat on the River Thames yesterday. Sorry. Hosts Philip Schofield and Holly Willoughby attended, and fashion guru Gok Wan designed Annie's dress. All right, so far so bad. Peter Andre turned up.
It's worse.
There's a surprise. To sing Fly Me to the Moon for the couple's first dance, with the This Morning team helping to organise the ceremony. All right, and then it goes on to say that she talks about her breast cancer and she's been very poorly and... Da, la, la, la. Annie said the day was a fairy tale. She added, it was amazing. It was like a dream. Yeah, a really weird dream where you get married on national daytime television. And also, who gets married on a... Well, this would have been on a Wednesday. Who gets married on a Wednesday? I'm always suspicious of people that get married in the week. Yeah, we're getting married on a Friday. Sorry? Get married on a Friday. See you there. Well... Just wait, that means... Not now, because I'm doing this, but when I was... It means I've got to take the day off work. you will come, won't you? Yeah, it's on a Friday, and it means taking the day off work, and kind of not got much holiday left to use. I'm going to pass on the wedding. Oh, you've got to go to the wedding. Have it on a Saturday. Have it on a... You're only doing it on a Friday because it's cheaper. All the venues, everything is cheaper on a Friday or a Wednesday.
This Morning did it on the cheap, in other words.
Yeah.
Although I guess it saves for the couple having a wedding video, although it's going to be really awkward watching it with the kids, having to skip the ad breaks and everything like
that. Yeah, well, exactly. The thing is, they'll have it on Sky Plus. You try getting Sky Plus onto video. Flipping hard work. They make it difficult. It's possible. But they make it difficult. You've got to have the several different sets of leads.
When they went to the break, did they say, and we'll find out if she says, I do, after the break?
I'm hoping they would have... Well, I'm going to say, I'm hoping they'd done it with a little bit more taste and decorum than that. But they had a wedding on television. Flipping heck. James Buckley yesterday was... oh, for crying out loud. Everyone's having a go at me on Twitter. I'm just going to block and mute, block and mute, block and mute. Oh. I've forgotten this was part of 0844 499 1000, by the way. I'd forgotten this was part of doing late night radio. Why can't we all just, you know, be groovy to each other, man? Anyway, whatever I was saying about that. Ah, I know what we want to know. We want to know how much pop stars earn. That's what we want to know. We want to know how much do pop stars earn. Well, Luckily, I can. Hang on! Before I do that, this is a funny story, but it's not funny. 08444991000. An ostrich released from a circus by animal rights activists. So they did a good thing. What do we say for the animal rights activists who released an ostrich? Oh, hang on a minute. We say...
Hip, hip, hip.
Don't we? They released an ostrich from the circus.
Hip, hip, hip.
Fantastic. Enjoyed 10 minutes of freedom before being run over by a car.
Never.
Yes. Yes. Where's the hip, hip, hip now? Line one, you're on the wireless.
Yes, why don't you join me tomorrow morning, Radio 4's Jimmy Nocketty, as we ask for your thoughts and fondest memories about Noel Edmonds' jumpers. We'll also be debating teaspoons, why, if, and but. And I'll be speaking to my favourite actress from the last 30 years as we talk about her new autobiography, Where's It Going Now? Miss Jenna Jameson. So join me, Radio 4's Jimmy Nocketty, tomorrow morning.
Oh, very good. Thank you very much. I like that. Good voice, good script. Yeah, we'll have more of those, thank you. Line two, you're on the wireless.
Block the trolls, Ian. Block them all.
Okay, shall block I do that now? News. Okay, blocked. Line one, you're on the wireless. No. Maybe it's me. Let's try there. Line one. No, it didn't work. That's fine. So they do this every... The amount of money. The amount of money. They're blooming pop stars. Make. Okay, so the 10 richest young musicians in Britain and Ireland, age 30 and under. Right? Number 10, the wealth of £17 million, Ellie Goulding is worth 17 million quid. She's number 10 in the under 30 wealthiest pop stars.
Hip, hip, hip.
Yeah, that's what I think.
People like her whispery singing.
I don't know.
They all sing like that now, don't they?
She's pretty. I like the. I drive past posters of her. She's pretty. Florence from The Machine.
She's great.
She is good. She is good, actually. But what have they done? I'm so out of touch now. Have they done anything recently?
She did Glastonbury last year, didn't she?
Big bucks. Yes, line one.
You know what I'd like to see Holly Willoughby and Philip Schofield on the sofa with?
Yeah, go on.
Andy Craig.
Okay, thank you very much. Sam Smith and Florence Welch are tied at 20 million each. I thought he would have been worth a bit more than that. I would have thought Sam Smith. I like Sam Smith.
Maybe the Bond cheek hasn't come through yet.
Yeah, maybe. You're right. Those broccolis. Yes, line two. Hello? Nope, not working. Okay. Zayn Malik is only worth 30 million.
Well, he bailed, didn't he?
If he'd have stuck around. Is Niall Horan one of them?
Yeah, he is one of them.
Liam Payne is one of them?
Yeah, he's one of them.
Harry Styles is one of them?
He's most of them, yeah.
And Louis Tomlinson?
He's a bit of them, yeah.
Okay. Oh, well, they're all... Okay, well, they're just above him. They've only made an extra 3 million quid.
Well...
On top of it. Ed Sheeran... And Adele, I like Adele.
Yeah.
I think she's good.
Well, both those people at the top deserve it.
Ed Sheeran doesn't.
Well, he writes his own stuff.
Well, I know, but it's not very good.
Well, says you.
Well, yeah, exactly. I've got excellent taste. Adele is worth 85 million big ones.
Gosh.
85 million. It's fashionable to knock Adele. I think she's all right. I didn't hear the new one.
I've got them all.
All right, sure. Yeah. Yes, line one.
Good evening, how are you?
I'm up very well. I'm glad this one's nearly over. I'm going to put my shoes on while I talk to you. Don't think I'm rude, but that means I can get ready to go.
Don't forget your watch as well.
Yep. That's a good point.
Get away from the blinds.
I don't open the blinds. I let Paul Ross set up the studio. Oh, here's my watch. There we go. Go on. What you got for us?
I usually ring during the Friday show at 10 to 1. It's Cathy, but today I felt all day it's Friday, so I thought I may as well do my 10 to 1 call today.
Beautiful. In fact, you're booking a little slot. That's good. I like that.
You know, it's been one of those days. You've had one of those days. I've had one of those days.
Yeah, it's been a strange old one, hasn't it?
there's something going on, there's something brewing.
Well, I said this the other day with the David, when David Guest went, I said something has shifted, and I felt it because I'm very sensitive. Something has shifted in the universe. The fine, delicate balance has shifted, and it's, I think today is evidence of that. Today's show is evidence of that, if ever we needed it.
Well, you're just saying that you've not had a good old belly laugh for a while.
Yeah.
My boyfriend's told me that I've got to ask you about one of the funniest things he's ever heard you say.
Oh, go on. This is good. Okay.
I don't know whether it's suitable for radio, having never heard it. He won't tell me what it is, but it's something to do with Ricky Gervais, an old man in a bath.
Oh, no, I can't tell you. No, I can't tell you that, for goodness sakes. Final call of the night, line two, go on. And there's a brilliant moment for the phones to break down. So we're going to end like this.
I never meant to cause you any sorrow. I never meant to cause you any pain. No. I only wanted to one time see you laughing. I only wanted to see you laughing in the purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. I only wanted to see you bathing in the purple rain. Never wanted to be, no, never wanted to be your weekend. I only wanted to be some kind of a friend. And baby, I could never steal you from another. It's such a shame our friendship had to end. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. I only wanted to see you underneath the purple rain. Honey, I know, I know, I know, no times have changed. We both know they are. It's time we all reach out for something new, and that means you too. You say you want a leader, oh, but you can't seem to make up your mind. I think you better close it and let me guide you to the purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Yeah, yeah. Purple rain, purple rain. Oh, baby, when I wanna see you in the purple.
I miscounted the back count by 14 seconds. These things happen. I'm not a professional broadcaster. What do you expect from me, for goodness sakes?
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.